Blog Talk Radio.
Father, Lord God, I come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come to this moment in time in this place, oh Lord God. Thank you for keeping us and watching us over throughout the day. Now, God, that we're here, we want to ask that you first forgive us of any sins that we may have committed on this day up to now. Anything that we did that was knowingly and unknowingly not pleasing within your sight, we ask for forgiveness. Now, gracious Father, we just come to you in humble submission just to say thank you. Thank you for you've been a gracious and loving God. You watched over and kept us throughout the day, and we've been in worship with you, Father God, throughout the day, and we're here to continue that with you right now. Lord God, we ask that you bless each and every person that's under the sound of my voice right now, Lord God, for you know each and every one of them by name, and you know, because you say in the word, Father God, that you know the very numbers of our hairs. So, Father God, we ask that you reach out and touch each and every individual under the sound of my voice. So, Father God, whatever they stand in need of, we ask that you provide according to your riches and glory that exist within Christ Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you bless GQ Palace, oh, Father God, radio program, oh, Father God, radio station. Bless the hands, bless all the things that they do, Father God, from everything, Father God, that you have allowed them to be able to do. We ask that you bless it, that you continue to keep it, oh, Father God, and keep it, watch over it, oh, Lord God, as they go forth doing your will, oh, Lord God, just to reach people, Father God, from various different walks of life. We pray, Father God, that you just continue to grant them a fresh anointing on this day. So, Father God, that they can continue just to do the work that you place within their hands. Bless the owner, Father God, Brother Rich Archibald, in a special way, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Be with him right now, Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God, you know everything that he stands in need of. We ask that you touch him, Father God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. Whatever it is, O Father God, he stands in need of, be it a healing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you provide that. Whatever it is, O Lord God, that he stands in the need of, O Father God, because you know all there is to know about him. Continue to bless him and keep him. Also bless our host, O Father God, Lavina Polite, O Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to give her what she stands in need of. Continue to uplift her, O Lord God, as she lifts you up. Bless all the staff members as well, O Father God. All that have anything to do with GQ Palace, O Lord God, let it all be done decent and in order, Father God. Let everyone be on one accord in one place, O Father God, because we know when that happens that there's power that shall fall down upon everything that is in reach of GQ Palace, O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're praying for unity, O Lord God, in the spirit, unity in this place, unity for this ministry, O Lord God, and just continue to have your way in the lives of each and every one of us. Lord God, we just ask that, O Father God, that you just continue to watch over our nation, O Father God, our people, O Father, the President of the United States, O Father God, all other leaders, O Lord God, that you continue to just to guide their hands, O Lord God, and just continue to have your way in all aspects of our lives. And Father God, we just humbly come before you at this time again saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. This is my humble prayer that I submit to you at this time. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Weathersley. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
And how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I was just telling somebody a few minutes ago I got to get my spirit calmed down because I'm kind of jacked up, to tell you the truth. I know we're supposed
earlier.
To do one day at a time. I know we're supposed to do one day at a time, and the Lord gave me something this morning that I've been sitting on, and it's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't wait to release that.
whenever you're ready.
We'll just go with the flow.
You know, please release it, I tell you. And I just want to start off by saying I went to church this morning, and when I tell you, everybody stood up and gave their testimony, and I stood up and gave my testimony. And, you know, for those, you know, who don't know, I was explaining, you know, on a couple of shows how I've been waking up in the middle of the night to no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up this morning, you know, and gave the short version, you know, of what's been going on with me and everything in my family. And I'm going to tell you, we had our brother Skip, the men's choir, they were singing today. And he started singing that song, and I asked him, I tell you, the tears was rolling. I was shaking. I mean,
yes.
Just a cry that you would not believe.
And,
you know, when I stood up and I gave my testimony, I felt good. You know, like,
yes.
I tell you, the spirit just felt so right. You know, it felt good. And you know, listening to everybody's testimony, and I just said to myself, I always, you know, on Spiritual Sunday, I always say, call in and give your testimony and say what you're thankful for, but I don't tell what my testimony is.
All right.
So this morning I stood up and I shared my testimony, and, you know, my church family, I mean, they know me. I've born and raised, you know, out east, and, you know, always been in the church, and I just had to, like, just let loose, you know, of everything that was on my mind, that was in my heart, that was just troubling me. So when I did, you know, everyone just looked at me like, wow, you know, like, who would have thought that, you know, little old me was going through so much, you know, because what they see is the smiling usher that's in the back. You know, they don't see, you know, they see that smile, but they have no idea what it is on the inside.
Amen.
You know, so that felt very good this morning. It felt so good. And then at the end of the service, he was actually talking, he actually preached about Luke, second chapter, 8 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there and we had, you know, read along. And at the end, everything the pastor was saying was just hitting me, you know, with everything that I have been going through, you know, how, like, people say, okay, well, you know, sometimes you say this, but then somebody else does this, you know, and you just got to remember, you know, to pretty much stay positive and stay where you're supposed to be. You know, don't
Amen.
Allow people to take you out of that character, you know. And, you know, in my heart, you know, I allowed, you know, someone to take me out of character. And that was something that shouldn't have, you know, took place. But I prayed
Amen.
On it, you know, and when I sat and I talked about it and I prayed on it, I just said, you know what, there's my answer right there. You know, there's
Amen.
My answer. And the only thing he said to me was, you know what, if you're for God, then who can be against you?
That's right.
You know,
Amen.
And I'm saying to myself, you're absolutely right. You know, and if we're doing, we're all doing the same work, we're all doing the same exact thing, which is supposed to be doing God's work, then why is there any type of confusion? Why is there so much going on? And the pastor just said to me, he said, you know what, when you sit and you go through so much, no one is acceptable to going through, you know, confrontation, going through problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone looks at the good. They take the good out of everything. But then when the bad comes, people look at you like, all right, well, you know, you're going through something bad, it's okay. And after hearing everybody's testimony, like we do on Spiritual Sunday, being in church and hearing a different element, you know, hearing everybody's testimony, I just said, you know what, Lavina, your testimony's not that bad. You know,
that's right.
You know what
Amen.
Everyone else is saying. I just wanted to, you know, share that this morning. When I tell you I was in tears, there's a couple songs that have me in tears, but because that song was so sensitive to me, you know, because I was waking up to it,
yes.
I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried, and I couldn't help but cry. And me crying, my little one's crying because I'm crying, you know, but it was a wonderful, yeah.
Amen.
And I'm looking at her like, why are you crying? Mama, you sad, you sad. I'm like, yeah, I'm sad, just for the moment. These are tears of joy right here. I'm good right now. You know,
Amen.
So I just wanted to, you know, share that with everybody.
You know what that is, sis? That lets us know, the Bible, someone that tells us that we're overcome by the testimony of the saints. And it's important for us to be able to share what we're going through and what God has done to help us through that process. Because somebody else may be experiencing similar situation, and they need to know that not only, you know, that somebody's going through, but they came out of it. And not only did they just come out of it, God was there with them every step of the way. And like
That's
you right. say, no weapons for them, but not only that, if God be for you, who can be against you? I have this thing that I tell people, and I'm very serious about it. If God has me at a certain spiritual level, and I'm not boasting about anything else that I can make my boast in the Lord, but if he's got me at a certain spiritual level, I'm sorry, you can't make me come down to where you're at to engage in shenanigans.
That's right.
Because
That's
I would
right.
lose my power if I did that. And I'm not about to lose my power. And I look at it from this aspect of the process because, you know, a lot of times, and this is an old school type of thought process, life is nothing but a game. I make that thing a highly skilled game and say it's chess. And the object of chess is to checkmate your opponent and not yourself. So I'm not going to ever put myself in check. I'm not going to do it. And I know folks going to be trying it. This is what I understand, sis. I've been in this life a little while. I'm a little old. I may not sound like it, but I'm a little old. One thing that I know, before I even wake up and step out the door, I got people outside waiting to just knock me down. Just because. And if that is known to me, why am I going to go out there and knock my own self down?
That's right.
And that's what I would do if I engage in shenanigans with somebody that they can't get to where I'm at. So since they can't get to where I'm at, they want to bring me down to where they're at. No, I'm not going there. I have this other thing that I say as well. If God has delivered me from whatever he delivered me from, I refuse to go back to Egypt.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You're so right. And, you know, when everything was going on, I just sat and I prayed. And the only thing, you know, that would come that came to my mind was what Pastor Butler said. She said, you know, sis, silence is golden. You know, and I when she said it to me, I was just like, wow, you know, it didn't dawn on me what she was saying. And then she just said it again. And then she sent me a text message about it, like, silence is golden. You know, don't let the devil in. You know, you're a strong person. You got to make sure that you just stay, you know, stay focused and stay humble. You know,
right.
you can break somebody down with your words, but if you walk in the right direction, don't even give them that satisfaction.
That's right. You don't have to say nothing.
Exactly. And when she said that to me, I was like, you know what? And then she just texted to me, and she's like, silence is golden, sis. Why even talk about it? Silence is golden. Just leave it at that.
Because thinking from this standpoint, like in Exodus, when the children of Israel found themselves facing the Red Sea after they had been delivered out of the hands of Pharaoh, and then God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So Pharaoh gets on his chariot with all his chariots and his army, and they come barreling down trying to track down the Israelites and bringing them back into captivity because they don't want to let them go now. So they come in. And the people of the Hebrew people hear him coming, and they're freaking out because they got the Red Sea in front of them. Pharaoh and his chariots are coming behind them, and they got mountains on either side of them. And they start screaming and hollering, crying out to the Lord. Then they jumped on Moses and said, you should have left us where we were at. Didn't we tell you that we did not want to be bothered? Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? We could have died in Egypt. That didn't make no sense to me because the Bible says for over 400 years they cried out unto the Lord for deliverance. But because some folks came at them, they freaked out. But then Moses, he said something to the Lord, and the Lord says, Moses, what you got in your hand? He says, that staff. Set that staff out and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
That's right.
They didn't have to do nothing but stand still. And the Bible says that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's.
That's right.
So you don't have to do nothing. Just stand still. God will fight your battles. And guess what? Guess what? He's undefeated.
That's right.
You know, there's a saying out there, they call it the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and we put that moniker on Muhammad Ali because Muhammad Ali was a bad mamma jamma back in the day. But
yes,
God, but God ain't never lost a fight. Matter of fact, he don't even fight his own battles. When the devil got stupid and thought he was going to be put himself in a measure above God and try to get to the level of God, God didn't even fight him. He put one of his archangels on him.
Right.
And he took care of the devil and a third of the rest of the angels and tossed them out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a God that just says that let there be, and it was. And you know, so why are we going to try to fight something and try to get engaged with something that we ain't got no business trying to fight no way when he says it ain't ours and he got all power?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He
Amen.
Can handle any situation that come up. All we got to do is let go and let God. He's in charge. Large in charge.
That's right. That's right. And we can't forget that. You know, that's one thing I think a lot of us, you know, we do forget that sometimes. We're trying to fight that battle, and it's not even ours, but we're trying to fight it, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And
you know what happens?
A lot of people, go ahead.
You know what happens? Because the enemy knows how to get to us. He plays for our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
When we engage in stuff like that, when we take it into our own hands, we operating off of nothing but emotion. And I used to tell my employees this when I was working and managing. I said, you know what? Anytime you operate on the emotions, I don't care if the person did something to you first and they were wrong. When you retaliate, you are equally wrong because two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right. That's right.
So it's the emotions. That's what he plays to. The enemy always plays to our emotions. And when we play to our emotions, we're not properly focused. We're not properly focused. We just rely on our animalistic instincts, and that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to trust in the Lord and lean not unto our own understanding. in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. So that means in anything that pertains to us, acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. If somebody trying to come up against us, give them to the Lord.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Wow. All right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to come back and take a couple callers, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
This is Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Lavinia, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. Well, this evening.
Amen. That's all right. We operate in the spirit. There ain't no day or night.
That's right.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Uh-oh. Who are you talking to? You got folks in here prophesying on me, Lavinia? Good evening, child.
Thank you so much, Father. I just want to say I want to give my glory and honor to God for being the leader and the head person of my life today. And I just want to call and just give my testimony of just how good God is.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I had been going through a storm for about maybe a month. And during that storm, I tell you, it was so hard and it was so trying. And through the storm, you know, I was having mental setbacks as, you know, am I going to make it? Is God here with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was lacking support from people to say that they loved me.
Oh,
and I was just, it was just crazy. It was just almost like a spiritual warfare that I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
But during the storm and the things that I was going through, what I saw as I became still and quiet is that God was trying to get me to listen.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting me to listen by depending on him and not man.
Amen.
He was trying to get me to exercise patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a virtue. And I've always been a person that was always been in a hurry to try to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And so going through the storm, everything that I came up against, I was going through it. God was with me, but I
mm-hmm.
had to be patient for each step that I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say today that I'm through my storm.
Amen.
And I couldn't have came out of my storm without God. And I just want to say, Father, Jesus in heaven, Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it was very trying. And, you know, Father, I just got to a point where I thought I was going to lose my mind. That's how hard the storm
mm-hmm.
was. But it just showed me to depend on my Father more. Depend on
yeah.
him, period.
Amen.
Depend on him, period, and have patience and put my faith in him and my love and trust in him, not man, because God will always love you unconditionally. Man will fail you.
Ooh, child, you just said something there.
That's what I learned, that man will fail you. I don't care what they tell you, how much they love you, what they can give
mm-hmm.
you, what they can do. Nobody has the power like our Heavenly Father does. And that's what I learned during that storm, and I thank him for going through it.
That's right.
And know what? That's a well lesson learned, because this is what God has to do for us. He has to sometimes get our attention for
yes,
us to know.
Yes.
There's a song that that I heard every now and then on the Music Choice channel, and folks would not believe who was singing it, but he does sing. Back in the day, he did. What's that brother's name? Dr. Creflo Dollar. He sings a song that says that, know that he is God.
Yes.
Know that he is God. And sometimes God has to put us in situations for us to come to an understanding and knowing that he is God.
That's
and
right.
And he's God
that's
all
right.
by himself. He don't need nobody else. All we
that's
have to
right.
do is put our
that's
reliance
right.
upon him. And you know what I understand, too, sis, about this situation? What I tell people is that, you know, when you find yourself in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a struggle, this is something that I saw in the Bible, and God placed this into my spirit real strong. Psalm 30 and 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, the day, the,
yes.
you know, the change in the day. But what God showed me is that your joy don't come in the M-O-R-N-I-N-G. It comes in the M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. While you're going through, while you're hurting, while you're in pain, stop in
yes.
the midst of that thing and start praising God and watch what happens.
Yes.
That's right.
Because that's
yes.
what the Hebrew folks used to do in the battle. They used to stop in the middle of a battle and just start praising the Lord. And the enemies got so messed up that they end up getting beat up. Because
mm-hmm,
that's what,
mm-hmm.
because what they was doing, they was praising God for the victory that they knew was to come.
Right.
So what God is letting us know, we don't have to wait until we come out to give him thanks and praise. While you're going through, in the midst of it, you can stop and praise him. Because like that song says, he's with you right in the middle of it.
In the midst of it,
in the eye of the storm, God is there with you.
Yes.
He's not a God that stands, he's not a distant God that stands outside cheering you on from the outside. Like, you know how cheerleaders and stuff like that, they'd be standing on the sidelines cheering the players on. God is in the midst of the battle
yes.
with you.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he's fighting the battle.
Yes, yes.
And he's
yes.
upholding you with his right hand. He's fighting the battle, and he's bringing you through.
Yes, he is.
You
yes,
go,
he
we,
is.
We go
what
through.
Did,
we don't get stuck. We don't get stuck in it. He brings us through it.
That's right.
And when you come out, you're going to be tried. It's like a trying of your faith. You're going to come out as pure gold. And here's what else I can tell you, what I know, and I'm not the only one I know he does this with, but every time that I've seen the situation where God has me going through a fire, going through a storm, guess what's on the other end of that thing? Spiritual elevation.
Yes.
And you done came into a greater understanding of the Word of God,
yes,
and what God means to you. You've been elevated spiritually, and here's why you go through what we go through, because what the enemy does, he sees us. And he, now understand this, he's not all that, he's not intelligent as God. He is smart, but this is what he's not. He is not omniscient. He does not know everything. He, when he looks at us, first off, he don't see us, he sees Christ. And when he sees
mm-hmm.
Christ in us, he sees movement. That's what he sees. He don't know where you're going. He don't know where
yes.
God's taking you. He just know that you're going. And here's his goal, either to get you to stop and stand still and do what we used to say when I was back in the military days, mark time, that's marching, ain't going nowhere, or go back to Egypt where you was bound at. That's what
mm-hmm.
he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
And then when God brings you out of that thing and you get elevated, you done already passed the test, and then God takes you to that level because he says, now you're ready to go, you go even higher in me.
Yes.
Now you got
yes.
a great understanding. And that's what the Bible says. He rewards those who diligently seek after him. And the Bible says, you know, be wise and get some wisdom, but in all your wisdom you get some understanding. I just heard you give
right.
a whole lot of understanding about that wisdom that you got.
Yes,
right.
And it will be with me forever, because I tell you,
I know,
I would never, ever doubt
it's
my
personal.
Lord.
Because it's personal. That's why he's a personal
okay.
God. I'm telling you, I love the way God does things. All of this stuff that we've been talking about right now, I was just sitting here thinking about it. It was a segue into what God had given me, what I thought I was going to be speaking about primarily, but I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and he still brings things in the manner that he does. You know, we're approaching Christmas, and we got 2 days before Christmas come, and the Lord showed me today that we, the Christians, those that believers in Christ, we done lost our ever-loving minds. We done bought into the hype.
Yes.
We run around here celebrating a single day, a holiday, and then we done mess around there and let these fools talk us out of what it should be. We don't even call it Christmas no more. We call it Xmas. We done lost our ever-loving minds. You know why? Because this celebration should be about the birth of our Lord and Savior. And
Jesus,
guess what?
Yeah.
We should be celebrating that thing every day. Because every day
every
that you
day.
Wake up, new mornings, you
That's
new
right.
mornings I see. Morning by morning,
yes.
new mercies I see. And when God
yes.
allows our waking moments to go on, we ought to wake up with a praise and thanks on our lips every day.
Lord, yes.
Not waiting until December 25th. That's just a symbolic day.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
day done took over. The world done took that thing over, and we done
yes,
bought into
yes.
the height.
Uh-huh.
Christians running around here talking about Christmas, man, because I'm going crazy, shopping like crazy, Black Fridays and all that other crazy stuff.
Going broke.
The greatest
that's
gift that's that ever been given, we should be thankful for the greatest gift that's ever been given to us on each and every day, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came into the world to die for us.
That's why, Pastor, I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed that I've taught my children as they grew up the meaning of Christmas is. Because you know what? There's always someone else worse off than you are. It's
That's
not
right.
about a toy.
That's right.
It's not
That's
about
right.
a dollar sign. It's not about
That's
money.
Right.
It's about the birth of Jesus. And you know what? Like I tell my children, to have shelter, food, clothing, and your health is a blessing in itself. It's much bigger than a toy and what they advertise on TV. And this is what I've taught my kids all their lives from 23 years of age to 18.
That's
they
right.
will tell you.
Because you know what they've done? They've got us to thinking that they done made up substitutes for love,
mm-hmm.
toys, the material things. That now represents love to a lot of people. If you don't, if you
sad.
Love me, show me. Oh, if you put a ring on it.
Beyonce.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on
that
it.
That ain't no symbol of love. Put a ring
show
on it.
Show me the love. Show me the love.
Put a ring on it. Oh, that's not a symbol of love. They put a ring on it, but they put a ring on it, then they come right behind it with a prenup agreement.
Uh-huh.
That said that, you know what, here it is. I'm putting a ring on it, but this is going to be with some conditions. When we do break up, and we will break up, what I bring into this, I want it, and what you bring, you can have it, but don't even look for none of mine.
That's
Because I ain't giving you that. And I'm sorry, but from what I understand about the wedding vow, don't they say something like this, till death do you part, in sickness and in health?
That's right.
But put a ring on it.
Honor it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm just saying.
Okay,
y'all.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm just saying. We got it twisted. We got it so twisted, and it's a trick of the enemy to get us to focus like that on a singular day that we done designated as a holiday. Let me tell you something. Guess what? We sitting here on December the 23rd, and it's what time? About 7:36. We ain't promised a 7:37. Somebody's going to die at 7:37.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to be sitting around here waiting on Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Christ then came. He came over 2,000 years ago, and every day that we alive, we ought to give thanks for his birth.
Lord, yes, Jesus.
Don't wait for Christmas. Wait for Christmas, waiting around and going up under a tree. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. I'm sorry. No, I ain't sorry. I'm not sorry about that.
You're not sorry.
Preach.
I'm not sorry.
I ain't sorry about that.
Preach, Pastor. Preach.
I ain't sorry about that.
We're going to bring another caller on with Nadia, okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Welcome to Jesus' house. Have your name, please.
This is T.
Hello,
everyone.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Minister Weathersby, you got me laughing.
But she's laughing. Who is this?
It's so true.
Who's just laughing at me?
When you're mixing about the prenups, I just
and ring on it.
And put a ring on it. Don't forget that.
Well, I ain't lying about it.
I just heard something the other day about prenups, and this person said, well, yeah, we're going to get married because we're living together and because I got on my Facebook page that I'm engaged.
Oh,
but what's your point? But we're going to do prenups, and I'm still going to do what I want to do.
Oh, I'm Lord have mercy.
You a fool, and so is she.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
What's the point of getting married?
No. You know, I like old-fashioned marriage. I like the way that God designed it in the beginning. Because what man has done with marriage today, this is why we have so much divorce issues on TV. Divorce, we got a divorce court program. We had multiples of them a long time ago. But, you know, that's so over-media exposed, and it's sad.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a disgrace marriage is supposed to be. It really
you
is.
Know, here's a revelation for some folks as well. Speaking about marriage, and where God intended it to be, guess what? In marriage is where God intended it to be is the same that he intended in the relationship between us and him. That's going
to
be a revelation for some folks. Because here's what God intended. When he said, when he joined man and woman together, when he formed Eve, he formed Adam out of the dust, and then he looked upon Adam as he brought everything he created on this earth before Adam. Adam was fully formed and intelligent. He named every single thing, two of its kind, male and female, God brought before Adam. Adam named them, every single one of them. Then the Bible says that the God caused a sleep to fall upon Adam. He looked upon Adam and said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to stop right there. Because folks might say, well, wait a minute. Did I not understand that Adam and God was in communication with one another? Yeah, you did. But understand this. Adam, the natural man, Adam, he did not communicate with God. The Bible says that no man has ever seen God, and God is a spirit. What Adam had and what made him in communication with God and what made us to be made in God's likeness is Adam was created with a spirit. The Bible said that when God formed Adam, formed him from the dust, he blew into him the breath of pneuma, his spirit. So that's what communicated with God. But God was looking at Adam's natural needs, and God could not meet that. So he said, Adam needs to help me. And he formed him a woman. And Adam woke up, again, fully intelligent. He didn't even have to shake off the cobwebs and dig out the things that be in the eyes when we wake up. He woke up just, that's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. she shall be called woman. And the Bible says, so shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife. Uh-oh, not Steve, not Adam, not Adam and Steve, or Joyce and Jane, didn't say
man.
That. So shall a man cleave unto his wife, and they shall become as one, and they were naked and not ashamed. Now, when you become as one, it's hard to separate you when you're one.
Right, that's right.
And the
that's
Bible
right.
says, and the Bible says, what is it, Matthew 19:6, what God has joined together, let no man separate? Well, now,
yes.
Here's the kicker.
Yes.
Here's the kicker, y'all. Here's the kicker where I said about why it's important for us to understand that relationship and marriage mirrors what God desires between us and him. Because
uh-huh.
guess what? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and we're the bride of Christ. Uh-huh, yeah. We're joined together to God by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. We have been brought into fellowship with a God through Jesus Christ, and we've been joined in marriage. We're joined in marriage to Christ as the bride. And again, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
No man put it.
Right.
Absolutely. Paul
right.
said it very succinctly. What shall separate me from the love of my God?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Try anything. It can nothing separate us. So
that's
God
right.
had that same. God had that intention for marriages. He has that intention for the relationship between us and him. And here's the deal. If you don't do it right in your marriages, you're not doing it right with God.
That's right.
Amen.
There's no way.
Amen.
There's no way.
Amen.
There's no way that you're doing it right with God if you're not doing it right in your marriages. So these here prenups and these here divorces and all this here crazy stuff that's going on in the church. Because it's really happening a lot in the church. We become too worldly. We're like the church of Corinth. We're like the church of Corinth. They was gifted. They had a lot of the gifts of the Spirit, but they were founded in a paganistic society, and therefore they brought all that worldliness into the church, just like what we're doing, Christmas celebration.
Right.
My God. With the focus, Jesus Christ is the reason for any and every season. A season is just nothing but a moment in time.
That's right.
A moment in time. And I don't know about nobody else, but I'm gonna be like Joshua. I don't know what you gonna do, but choose you this day who you gonna serve. But as for me and my house, I'm gonna serve the Lord.
Minister Weathersby, we're gonna bring on a couple more callers, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, child. Stop me before I go crazy.
we're gonna bring on two at one time, okay?
Amen.
Can I say something before?
Welcome to Geeky Talk, this is Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
How you doing, Martha?
I'm good.
Okay,
how about you?
I'm doing pretty good. We have Pastor Butler as well. Pastor, you there?
Pastor Sherita Butler?
Yes, I'm
her.
Here. Can you hear me?
Pastor Lost.
God bless you,
yes.
Minister. How are you, Minister Arthur?
Oh, I'm telling you, they got me on fire up in here.
Yeah, I'm
burning
listening.
Up.
I'm listening.
Well,
I'm burning up.
Before we get started, we want to welcome both of you to the show, and also T, you wanted to say something?
Yes, if you all get a chance, could you please play Is You That I Trust by Rams Allen?
Okay. We'll work on that for you.
And, okay.
We'll work on
Thank
that
you.
For you. You're welcome. Martha, how you doing this evening?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm not doing well. I'm good. It's just,
You're not doing good, Martha. You're not doing good. I can hear it in your voice, and I only see you on Christmas Sunday. But
that's right.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I just got out of a church, and I remember my mom in the church, and it just all these good memories just came back to me. But when I got home, I just got out of a church service. I'm still in the car. And I told my daddy, I said, I'm going to stay in the car because I can't go in the house no more. I just can't. I just feel like giving up. This is just too stupid. I'm going to give up. So I called my spiritual mom and I said, I'm give up because this ain't working for me. I don't care. I don't even care what how old I am. I don't care anymore. It's all this other stuff and stuff like that. And I told somebody the other day, I said, why am I acting like an adult and I'm supposed to be acting like a child? And it was just like, why can I not act like, why can I not see that I'm a child and I'm not an adult? And I told my daddy, I said, Daddy, why do I act like an adult instead of a child? And I told, I'm asking everybody that question, and I'm just seeing myself because I just noticed today, Martha, you're not acting like a child. You're just like, you got all this weight on you. You can't do that. You're not the mother. And I said, well, who else is going to do it? Mama's not here. And I just talked to myself and I said, Martha, you're not an adult yet. You are a child. Act like a child. And I said, well, everybody's putting this stuff on me. You choose. Martha. And I was like, Martha, you choose who you put on your shoulders. You can't put other people's burdens on your shoulders. You can give it to God and move on. It's
right.
Your choice.
Amen.
And I kept
Amen.
On pointing the finger at Martha. Martha, Martha, you're only 14. Stop picking up an adult situation and start getting into a child perspective. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? But it's only the reason why I act like really mature for my age, and I don't even know why. But the only reason I do is because God has done so much for me. It's hard for me to do that, and I have a problem of doing. I have a problem, and it's just coming all to me, Martha. You need to calm yourself down, slow yourself down, just give it to God and move on. And I just started giving everything to him. I started giving my brother, started giving my dad. I said, you know what, Dad, you got me something. You need me to do something. I'll do it for you, but you're going to have to ask God to help you on this because I'm not an adult yet. And I need to cooperate myself to be an adult when I grow older. And I told my brother, I said, Victor, I said, I'm sorry, but you are not my son. I am your sister. I'm not going to treat you like my son all the time. I can't be with you all the time. I am your sister. I'm here to encourage you but not tell you what to do. And I just kept on saying that, and everybody said, oh, Martha, you can't do this. Yes, I can, because I'm doing what God told me to do, and I'm going to do it. I got a future. I need to keep it. Instead of doing it early, I'm going to wait, God, and I'm going to wait until God told me I'm ready. So that's all I got to say. That's right. You know what, Martha?
You know what? I'm trying to figure out that question that you asked at the very beginning, because right now it don't make no sense, child. You just explained everything that you needed to know and what you need to do.
She sure did.
Right. You answered your own question.
Now, the only thing that you really need to do, you gave everybody to God, give yourself to God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Give yourself to God. Put everything that you got to deal with, put it in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, child, you done said everything else. And the reason why you have the maturity level that you have is because of the relationship that God has with you and you have with him. But you still can be a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be a child. You have to be a child first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live through that. Because what you cannot allow happen is that when you become an adult and you still ain't done your child thing and you start acting childish in inappropriate moments, and you know what Paul said about that thing. He says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became an adult, I pulled away childish things.
That's right.
Amen.
And God will, he will allow that process to happen for you, but you got to give it to him and just continue to keep that focus. That's the key, keep your focus. Because how you end up taking these things on is that you lose your focus, and then you fall into that trap of being a mother and being a wife to your father. Because you know what, child? I mean, this is what the spirit is telling me. You're really missing your mom, and you keep trying to make her come. You're trying to manifest her through you.
Yes.
And you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with having precious memories of your mom, but you cannot keep bringing her to life through you. Don't do that. God has what he has. God has got you where he wants you to be, and he's got whatever calling and anointing that he has on your life is on you. And thank God for your mother that she taught you. I'm mindful of what Paul had to do with Timothy, his young child that he had. It was his son in the ministry, and Timothy had a very timid spirit. And Paul took time to instruct him about what he needs to do to prepare himself to be a pastor. And he reminded him of what his mother and his grandmother had taught him and what Paul had did with him by the laying on of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you just allow God to do what he does through you, you being you. But don't try to take on the role of your mom. Don't try to bring her to life when you're dealing with your brother and when you're dealing with your father. Like you said, give them to God and then give yourself to God, and he'll work the whole thing out.
Okay.
Amen.
You got me, Martha?
Yes.
Martha, you got me?
Yes, sir.
You know you all right with me, child.
I love you, Poppy.
I love you too, child.
Pastor Butler, would you like to give her words of encouragement as well?
Yeah, I want to. Sister Moppy, I tell you, your zeal for the Lord is just amazing. And, the balance that you are so needing right now is balance. And only God can give you the balance that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And just like our elder has said, you answered your own self. With talking it through, and you release some weights already just
mm-hmm.
talking it through. That's when you begin to confess that out of your mouth, and you confessing it. You just telling us, but it's really God. His ear is bent down to you, my love.
Amen.
And he hears everything you said and every tear that you cry right now, even right now.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. He knows exactly what you're going through.
What you're going through.
Mm.
He is your burden bearer. He
yes.
is your heavy load carrier. That's
yes.
why he said, cast all of your cares upon me.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I care for
Amen.
You. And
mm-hmm.
see, the enemy wants to weight you down with stuff that don't belong to you. God gave me a message at the beginning of this year, and I had a three-day revival, and he began to deal with me about be healed, be delivered, and be set free. That was at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And going out of 2012, when I tell you God has established order, and when I heard Sister T say, she said, I went through that. Let me tell you something. Not only the enemy wants you to look at the situation, make you think that you're not going through it. But I want to let you know that there is victory in this. So don't even
Amen.
Worry about what the enemy puts in your face. You
That's
just
right.
trust in God, no matter what it looks like. I don't care. But this one thing you must do, as our minister author, elder author has said, was that you must totally render your whole self to him, because
That's
you
right.
can't figure this out. You don't even try.
Amen.
God, I'm in your hand. I will follow you. I will be obedient. Obedience is key to those that God has placed over you. And,
yes.
And be humble. Stay humble, because you're humble. And you're
Amen.
Not trying to be nothing, you ain't trying to put yourself nowhere. But don't take on nobody else's burden, because it's not
That's
your
right.
burden to carry. It's
Amen.
Not
yours.
Amen.
So my daughter, my love, my daughter, be healed, be delivered, and be set free. Because
Amen.
When the Son has set free, it's free indeed.
It's free indeed. Amen.
You don't want us carrying no burden.
No.
Let's go.
Amen.
Live. Breathe and live, honey.
Yes.
Live.
And I agree with Minister Weathersby and Pastor Butler. Martha, you're really taking on too much. I mean, I
mm-hmm.
understand the position that you're taking on, because your mom's not there, but you have to also be at peace with her
yes.
not being there, and know that she's watching over you,
yes.
she's watching over you, and she's like the little angel that's right there,
Yes.
And And I'm sure they will agree. She wants you to give your life to God.
Right.
Amen. Let God lead you. You know,
yes.
It's okay to stay encouraged and encourage your father and encourage your brother. That's okay. That's what you're supposed
right.
to do. But you have to give yourself to him. And sometimes
Amen.
That might, you know, that might mean, okay, well, I have to eliminate, you know, some people. And I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
eliminate, you know, your brother or your father. I'm
Absolutely.
Saying there's a lot of spiritual leaders out there, and you have a nice support system, you
right.
know, that you can call, that you can talk to, that you can open up to. If you're troubled about something, you pick up the phone and you tell them, you know what, when you speak to me, please remember I'm 14.
That's right.
You know, I'm a child, you know,
that's
and
right.
some people might want you to do things that are old, that's for older people. It's not
mm-hmm.
for you to get. You know, when
Amen.
You rush those teenage years, by the time you get older, you're going to look back and say, okay, where did the teenage years go? Because
that's
I didn't
right.
experience anything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know? And it's going to start to affect you. It's going to affect
yes.
you with your schoolwork. It's going to affect you with your personal, just being friends, having friends, you know, having associates. It's going to start to affect you because you're so overloaded, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, my encouragement is make sure that you just let go and release everything to God, but starting
yes.
with yourself first. You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
That's
and
right.
You have to remember that, you know, at all times. Remember it. Say it over and over and over, you know, because you're so young. You know, you're
yes.
so young, but we all understand that, you know, you lost your mother, and it's a lot, you know, especially
yes,
the holiday
is.
Times is here, and as much as everyone says, you know, the holiday times is here, you know,
yes.
it's Christmas time. Usually, this is the hardest time for people when they have lost
Amen.
A loved one.
Amen.
Right about now is the hardest time.
Yeah.
It's critical, mm-hmm. you know, so
yes, it
I
is.
Speak to people at my job all the time, and when they've lost their mother or lost their father, and I lost my father, the holiday times are the worst time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's when you just sit and you just wonder, what if, you know, my mom was here? What if my dad was here? What if everything, you know, would go back the way it was before? You know, you
Absolutely.
Get the what if in your brain, and then you start wondering, okay, well, what if? What if? Everything is what if. And you start to question what you're doing. Just
mm-hmm.
stay focused, stay encouraged,
stay focused.
And
yes.
give yourself to God.
Yes. Yeah,
everything
absolutely.
Else is going to fall into place after you
that's
give
right.
yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
You yourself, though, you know, and just
so
remember,
true.
those tears are tears of joy right there.
That's right. Amen.
So,
Amen.
That's
absolutely.
Right right that's right.
You know,
absolutely.
Pain is joy,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and just remember,
yeah.
you know,
okay.
you are 14. You know, you are, and I know I keep saying it, but you are 14.
That's
and
right.
You got to remember that. And I tell you the same way I tell any kid and my own children, you are a child. Stay in a child position. You know?
Yes.
Don't let anyone try and push you up to be an adult because
you're
that's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
absolutely.
That's my word. You know, that's my
absolutely.
Word of encouragement. You know, and just stay positive, my sister.
Yes.
Stay positive.
That's right.
You know,
yes.
stay positive and I'm going to tell you, I've been walking around with my Bible. So I'm going to tell you, walk around with yours.
Amen.
You know,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid to open
Glory
it up.
Glory to God.
Read. You know, because there's
Glory
no relationship
God.
That's better than the relationship that you have with God.
That's right.
No relationship. That's the only relationship that should be important to you. And at your
Absolutely.
Age, your mind is going a mile a minute. Hormones is going a mile a minute. You know,
that's right.
But you think of God, you think of Him, and you remember the relationship with Him is most important.
Absolutely,
you know?
God will settle you.
Yeah.
He will settle
mm-hmm.
you. He will make those storms quiet. He'll bring peace in the midst of a storm.
That's
what
right.
He'll do, and that's why it's so important. It's so important that we focus in on Him each and every moment that we have. Because if not, I'm telling you, this world and the things that we have to deal with, it can overwhelm us. I'm going to give you a quick testimony, quick, fast, in a hurry. It
mm-hmm.
took me up until last year, and I didn't even know I was having this issue, but God showed it to me. I sat up and said, you know what, I'm not going to another Thanksgiving, another Christmas, another month in March when my mother was born, or another Mother's Day going through what I have gone through. Now, watch this and listen to this. For the last, that was last year, 42 years. My mother died when I was 17 years old. I did not know that I was carrying around this burden, but God showed it to me. He showed it to me because he showed it to me like this. The enemy was. He's shrewd. He knows how to come to us. He was trying to put this guilt trip on me. You know, you've been able to help a lot of people, but you weren't able to help your mother. God said there was nothing you could have done about it. As a matter of fact, the fact that you went through with what you went through allowed you to be able to help these other people that you've been helping.
Amen. Amen.
All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
I don't care
Amen.
What the devil tries to say, God says something else. If I'm for you, who can be against you?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So you just keep putting your faith and trust in the Lord, child, and don't worry about nothing. God got you.
That's right. Now, I'm also, you know, I want you to also know, you know,
Amen.
Remember that even though the holiday times are here, I'm not even going to say they're coming. I'm going to say they're here. You
yeah.
know, you have to remember that as much as you loved your mother, God loved her best.
Yes.
You got to remember that and know that she's in a better place and she's
yes.
looking over you. She's looking over
yes.
you.
Yeah.
You know, she wants you to prosper. She wants you to grow. She wants you to be the woman that she's not able to witness and to be there
yes.
with you, holding your hand. She
Amen.
Wants you to be able to advance and grow and just stay focused. And I'm telling
yeah.
you, I'll be 35 next month, and I was astray from my dad for many, many years. But when he was on his deathbed and he was asking for me and my sister, we went down there and we did not hesitate. We went down there
Amen.
And walking in the house was just like he was always there. I just wasn't able to see him. And I was at peace, and I know he was at peace because he passed away not even a week later.
My.
I know that that's what he wanted. He wanted to see some of his children.
He got a
couple of us, you know.
Yes.
He was asking, you know, and he was asking for us and asking for his children to come down there. Me and my sister, we went down there, and I wasn't even, the sad part was I wasn't in communication with my brother, so he could have came with us down there. He said, I don't know where he was. You know, we have different mothers, so we were doing our own thing. But it just goes to show you that if there's one thing that I could have did different is I would have liked to have that relationship with my brother, so he would have been able to see our dad for one last time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that bothers me, and I'll be 35, and my dad's been gone over 10 years now.
Right.
So when I tell you, you're not alone when the holidays are and you're feeling some kind of way and you want your mother, you're not alone with that. But I'm going to tell you, the positive thing to it is my mother was my mother and my father. And she made sure that she provided for us kids to the best of her ability, and we never had to want nothing.
Amen.
You have to make sure that you embrace your father and your brother, and you help out with them. Don't lead them. Don't be the wife, you know. Don't be
right.
the mother to your brother. Be the sister, but be the loving
yes.
and caring sister, you know.
Yes.
The encouraging sister. If God is walking through you, encourage them that way.
Yes. Amen.
Encourage
That's
them
it.
That way.
That's the key. That's it. You said it.
Amen.
Mr. Levine, you just said it. You said
That's right.
That's it. That's key.
Mm-hmm.
God will send people to make you forget about your situation, somebody going through the same thing you go, and you begin to minister to them, and then all of a sudden
That's
you
right.
forget all about you and what
mm-hmm.
you were going through. Because
That's
if,
right.
if I could just interject, Sister Martha, God said he will put no more on you than you can bear.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He said
mm-hmm.
he will put no more on you than you can bear.
That's right.
And if you feel like you weighed down because you done took on some stuff that don't belong to you.
That's right.
So it's
That's
not
right.
it's not yours to carry.
That's
and
right.
I tell you, when you take the focus off of you and just rest in God, when he said it in Matthew, what was that? Matthew, I believe it's the 11th chapter, and the 28th verse where it says, Come unto me, all you that labor,
and are heavy right.
laden, and I
yes.
will give you rest.
We'll give you rest.
Oh,
that's right.
God. When
Amen.
He said he's going to give you the rest. He's going to give you, he's going to make it everything all right. But
yes.
First, give it to him. You got to just, I hear you. I hear your tears. I just, and I'm like, but you know, so even in your tears,
I still feel nothing but the joy of the Lord. I
That's
feel
right.
Nothing
Amen.
But peace
Amen.
In
Amen.
Because God is so good, baby girl. He's so good.
Yes, he is.
Ah, he's so good.
And you know, Pastor, you said something early on when you were just speaking to Martha that God has been really hitting me with, and I've been laying it on folk for the last 2 months. And that is when you start to share with people what God has done for you and what he's doing through you, you know what that is? That's what John 15:13 is.
Come on. Yeah.
Greater love has no man than this, than when he laid down his life for his friends. Now,
right.
We don't want to get that twisted. We ain't talking about going to the cross and sacrificing your life for somebody, dying for somebody. That's not what not what that scripture is referring to. What it is saying is that when you get out of your own selfish desires, get out of your own selfish things that you see as needs, and you look upon somebody else and you see that they're in need, and then you do a selfless act for them.
A selfless act for them.
That's a greater love.
That's right.
And that's what God and God and people say, well, how can I do that? I'm not Jesus Christ. Oh, well, let me just straighten you out. If you're born again, if you have received unto him the gift of what Christ did, he says, when I go, I must go. It's needful for me to go, but I'm going to send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. So if you're born again as a born again believer in Jesus Christ and you're filled with the Holy Ghost will enable you to do a greater love.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Because it's God.
Amen.
It's God himself in you.
Yes.
And we don't do it on our own, but the Holy Spirit is full of it. He's full of a greater love. That's all he is, because God is that love that we say God is. It's that greater love. It's that unconditional love. It's that love that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. That's the greater love.
That's it. And,
that's the greater love.
If I can pick you back up there right quick. I just got to say this because it's burning in the inside.
We all burning up.
Let me tell you something. He don't want us to be, he don't want people to put us in the place of him. People depend on us so much. I am not, somebody made the mistake of saying to me, come on, deliver me. I said, I said, no.
Amen.
I am not your deliverer.
I'm not the one.
He sent me to be a vessel, you know. I said, but I am not your God.
That's right.
Only he delivers. He delivers. He sets us free. You
got
to go to him. So when people start saying, you do this, oh, they're pulling on you, hold up. I am not your God. And don't you dare put me in his place.
Come
don't
on now.
Don't you dare put me in his place.
I
will not let you do that to me.
Amen.
But I will show the love of God, and I'll direct you right to Tamla McMahon. Now, I reversed it. Take me to the king.
Take me
to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Y'all better stop messing with me.
And that's where I'm going to take you. I'm taking you straight to my
Lord.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That song, y'all don't know what that song is doing for me. Y'all messing with me. I heard that song in service on Friday. I heard it in service today. I posted on Facebook about that song this week. Y'all, and there's some other stuff that you don't know about that what it means to me. But I'm telling you, take me
that
to the
song
King.
We're gonna go to a song and then we're gonna bring on another call up. Martha, stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Oh, God. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell him I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees. He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why he
allows
you to go through
what you go through. go through. But listen, just know
He has your hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with you. That's a good place to bless Him. Listen, listen to the words. See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes, it is. And from the top of your lungs, you shout. Oh, will there ever be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know.
Thank you, God.
His hands.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Lavina.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Just real quick with that song that just ended, someone very near dear to me explained something to me that made me really understand why God had his hands on us. They let me know that before we were born, God actually fathered us. Because he says that before we were even formed in our mother's womb, he knew us. He told Jeremiah, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you. Jesus told his disciples, there ain't but nobody that you should be calling father but God.
Thank you, God.
Fathered us when we were spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Before we came through the birth process, we were spirit. He fathered us. That's why he has his hands on us.
That's why.
Amen.
He ain't never took his hands off us.
Mm, glory.
Even when we were wild and doing all kind of crazy, nonsensical things, God had his hands on us.
I know he had his hands on me because I was a terrible. I know he had his hands on me too. And I was terrible.
I don't know if I was terrible.
No, I was terrible.
You were terrible? Amen. Well, that's all right. Be honest.
You know what? I was bad. And you know what? It wasn't even like just terrible like that. It was just, you know how people say, okay, well, you know, always, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you're fighting and stuff. And, not I was, when I say terrible, I mean like that. Like I was always in trouble, always get suspended, you know. And my last, really, and when I jumped on a bus, you know, you would have think I was some type of boxer or something because I came out swinging, you know. And nails and stuff on, so I was
Mike
terrible.
Tyson, you're from Long Island, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
You know Mike Tyson, you probably was sparring with him.
And that's what I mean when I say terrible, you know, that's what I mean. Like I wasn't always a you know, the good girl that I am now.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I know my mother was at the school many days. Oh, Lavina done got suspended again. Oh, Lavina this. So trust me, I know. You know, I could sit back and I could tell you a testimony. You'll look at me like, that was you? Yeah, that was me. You know?
Mm-hmm. Same with me. Same with me.
Hey, that's why
amen,
I know.
Let me
I'm the same way.
You know, amen. For a lot, so I know I'm listening. I wasn't always the way I am now, you know. But
amen.
I think that once I did say, you know what, enough is enough, you know.
Yeah.
This right here, there's only one way out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. One way out, I didn't want.
Amen.
You know?
Let me tell you what my mother used to tell me. My mother used to tell me this because people used to come up to her, adults used to come up to her and say, you know, Arthur's well-mannered, he's intelligent, he's a real nice kid. My mother used to be nodding her head and shaking and amen and everything they said. Then when we got by ourselves, she used to look at me. My mother was from Mississippi, y'all. She was deep down in the Delta. She says, I know you a snake in the grass. My mama said. She said, I know you a snake in the grass. I did some stuff and I may not got caught, but she knew. My mama knew. She said, they saying all that good stuff about you, but I know you, boy. I know you.
I know you.
And they always ask me, when you going to live up to your last name, you know, because my last name is Polite. So people kept saying, you know, you are very well-mannered, but there was always that but. But if you keep your hands to yourself, you know, you'll go someplace in life, you know. If you just, because I was on the basketball team, when I tell you, even though I did get into some trouble, I still played basketball, I still played flag football, you name it. I was track. I was in every you know, I'm from a small town in Riverhead. You know, and Riverhead is only but so big. So, you know, conflict was right there all the time. You know, so when I tell you, I was busy. I was a good student because I was always in sports and always kept busy. But
I know that's right.
I let the devil get the best of me, you know, and my mouth started rolling and my hands started swinging. You know,
uh-oh.
So familiar.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Look, I know some of y'all can relate to it, you know, not always being that good teenager, you know.
Yeah,
but see, my thing is, even at my place of employment, I never hold anything back from them. If I can relate to something that they're going through, I'm not the type of person that's going to say, oh, my God, why are you doing that? No, I'm going to tell you the same way my mother told me. There's only one way out of it. Technically, there's two, but you're heading up number one right now. And number one is in the green, you know. So you guys decide what you want to do, you know.
I know that's right.
She started explaining it to me, and I started changing my life around. You know, she saw the transition, you know, and when that transition came, then I was Lavina Polite, you know.
All
then
right
I was
now.
A polite person, you know. So
that's right.
You know, I've been good, but I always explain to people that I haven't always been the way I am now. But going through everything I went through when I was younger made me a lot stronger today.
Absolutely.
And then, can I say
that's
something?
Why, go ahead, Martha. And then we're gonna bring on another caller.
I used to fight all the time last year. I used to fight all the time. But last now year? That I had that yes, I almost got in jail actually just past year. If it wasn't for God, I would have already been in the jail cell. I threw a rock at somebody's window and it broke the window. And when the person came out, I made a mud pile and threw that person's face. And they called the police, and the police came looking for me, but I wasn't the one that did it. I was saying that, and if it wasn't for God, I would have already been in the jail cell. But if it wasn't for God, I would not be. I would be somewhere, and then I just thank God for just saving me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. See, now to clarify something, now, I didn't do anything like that, man. I just want
to steal. I used to do all that. I used to steal.
You know what? You know what, Sister Lavina? You know what that sound like? You know what that sound like, Sister Lavina?
What?
That sound like that. I think it was a Pharisee or something like that was in the synagogue, and he was talking about thank God that I'm not like that person, that sinner over there. But guess what? Guess what? Sin is sin.
Amen.
That's right. Look, and it don't matter how big the sin is a sin completely.
That's right.
You know, and believe me, I was a big sinner, okay? I was. But we're going to go to a caller real fast. But I can admit it, see? Yeah, I can admit
that's
it.
Right. That's a good thing, child.
Amen. Me too.
Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, Brother Jeremy.
I'm good, man. Okay, I'm calling tonight. I'm going to give my testimony because something was said, and it brought tears to my eyes. So I'm going to thank my Lord first. And Liz, you already know I love you. Liz, I was running wild. I mean, I spoke to Dad over the phone through the prison, and his last words to me was, "Don't cry." So I held up his wish. I couldn't go to the funeral because it was in South Carolina,
right?
And they don't transport prisoners to different states.
That's right. Amen. That's true.
So, I mean, if I was there, you know I was going to be there. That's my dad. That's my father. I love, that's why I'm going crazy, because Lucifer is steady knocking on my door. And and I got two personalities. I got my mother and my dad. See, my dad, he was quiet, but my mom, she's a rough nut, huh?
Right.
Listen, I get tired of everybody. Yo, are you polite? Listen, I'm polite till you get to bed, till you, huh?
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna be polite till you get, huh? Once you rile me up, then, listen, I hate that when they do that to me, But I love my last name. Thank you, Dad. I love it. I'm a
grandchild. That's right. And this is my brother. This is my brother.
Hey, you.
No,
Jim.
Yes, and this is the one I was talking about, that when my dad passed away and he was asking for his children, and me and my sister went, and he's my second oldest brother, you know, on my father's side, because we had an older brother who passed away when we were young. But we didn't know where he was at, you know. I knew he was around, you know, but didn't know exactly where he was at, you know. But now I know where he was at, but it still didn't. At the time, it was just like, I wish he would have been there with us.
Right.
I know that he would have loved, you know, to just see him, you know.
Right.
And know that we're okay and we're at peace to him being gone, you know.
Amen.
So I want to say, you know, I thank you, you know, and I know that it hasn't always been easy. You know, I know it hasn't. I know it hasn't always been easy. You know, and you're right, see. You had dad that was quiet and humble, and you had your mom that was the rowdy one. I had mom that was quiet but could give a bad tongue lash. And I had dad that was just quiet, you know. So it was, you know, I just thank you, you know, and I know that he's looking down on us, and he's like, all right, you guys are doing all right. We were trying to live up to the last name Polite. We trying real hard, I just want to say.
You know what? I got two things for you guys, and I'm on Brother Jeremy. I know you've been on a couple of times. Now I've talked to you. I think we've talked before. I know we have.
Yes.
But bro, you know when you was telling me about the difference in your fathers and your mothers, and you had the two parts in you. You know what just dropped in my spirit, man? I was thinking about what Prince said about when doves cry, and maybe he's just like his mother. And then, maybe I'm just like my father. And he said, maybe this is what it sounds like when doves cry. And doves are a bird of peace. And if a dove cry, that's got to be an eerie sound. And he had that eerie sound in that music. And I'm saying, oh, my God, that's something awesome when a dove cry. But you know what I'm conscious of? I had an experience like what you guys are talking about. My father, he and I did not have what we would call a father-son relationship until I got saved 2 years prior to his death. And then we started talking. And at that time, he was the first time he ever had a father and son conversation with me. And the only time I ever heard him say, and this was over a phone, I was in Irvington, New Jersey, and he was in Buffalo, New York, that he actually loved me. Now, he didn't get an opportunity to say that to my brother that was underneath me. And when we were in the funeral in Buffalo, I watched him, and I saw he died right there. He died right there because he was a strapping man. He had leukemia, but you could not tell it because he was strong. But I told my sister, I said, look at, because we just called him James. I said, look at James. He was bent over, and then a year or so later, he died. He literally died. But you know what I will tell you that's important about you guys as family? This is the time for you guys to do what you do and solidify your family relationship. It is vital. It is so vital. Because, you know, we looked at what happened the past week and that horrendous shooting in Connecticut. And on the national news, all you saw was features on families. Because that is critical. Yeah. And what we need to understand in the body of Christ, the two areas where we're under serious attack is marriages and family.
Yeah, right.
Because if the devil breaks down those two things
that's
for us, that's our relationship with
that's
Christ.
Our relationship.
That's our relationship with Christ. So he can't. He ain't stupid. He comes at us where he knows where he has a chance to get at us.
Right.
He can't get at us at Christ because that requires him to go to a place where he ain't got access to. He ain't got access to the heart. He got access to the mind.
That's right.
He can't access the inner parts of you. He can't get there. But he certainly can get through these other avenues, and that's why right now it is so crucial. I mean, it is crucial for families to go through that the healing, restoration, whatever
that's
it is, get that thing right, get it right now.
That's right.
Get it right now.
Uh-huh.
Because you never know. You never know when you don't have the opportunity.
I want Jeremy to, I know he's probably going to say she put me on the spot, but I just want to say that we have a lot of callers that are listening in. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. If anyone that's listening right now
Amen.
That does want to go on the air, just press 1, and then you can join in. I also want to go to a song real fast. And then
Amen.
When I come back, Jeremy, see, I'm going to a song first. But then when we come back, you know, I want you to share a little bit of your testimony.
Amen.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Sounds
yes,
good.
Will do. Will do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to a song.
Amen.
Thank you.
praise God, praise God. Minister Weathersby, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for messing me up. Lord have mercy. Yeah. We went to the king.
Pastor Butler, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, I know Martha's there as well, right, Martha?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Brother Jeremy.
Yes.
Would you like to share some of your testimony?
Well, I'm going to jump around because I could go on forever, but I'm going to touch on the basics. Listen, I could go on. It started, I'm going to take it back when I lost my brother. That's when everything, when I watched him drown right in front of me.
Oh, my God.
That messed up my thinking pattern.
Oh, my God.
To be honest, I was blaming God for that, for real. I was really doing that. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? We was close. Like, we... You couldn't bring us apart.
Oh,
and I was, but I don't even want to get into that because I could go off with that. But I was, that was the main reason I didn't like church. I didn't like, you know. But yeah, that messed me up. And then years went by. It was just me, like, my mom, she didn't know how to take the loss of that. That's why she turned to the drugs, and that's what I'm saying. I could go on. I ain't got that much time, but other than that, 2007, when I woke out of the coma, my baby sister, I wasn't going to go up and... You know how when they ask you, do you want to get prayed for? Do you want to? My baby sister, she gave me that push. She gave me that push, and I accepted it. And ever since then, God was like the head of my life from that day on. So.
Amen.
I thank my baby sister for that.
Amen.
And I want to just share with you guys how, like, when I tell you chills, because my older brother, when he drowned, okay, now Jeremy and my older brother were like two peas in a pod, you know. They were inseparable, you know. And the sad part about it is that what he just mentioned was a conversation that me and him never even had. But it's so ironic how, like, as soon as he mentioned it, just chills went in my body. That's why I kept saying, oh, my God, you know, oh, my God. And we never had the conversation, you know, about, you know, what happened or nothing like that. Only thing I knew was that he was with him, you know. And now it's like, to hear that he was with them and he actually watched, you know, and there was nothing that anybody could do for him, it helps me understand more about his pain, you know.
That's right. Amen.
It helps me better understand him because I didn't know that. And for anyone who has lost someone and actually has to watch and see this person go through something and then question God, like, all right, God, why did you do that? Now I understand.
Right.
You know. What happened, because when we came back in contact, it was 2007. Now, we're not going to tell our ages.
Well, you told yours.
I didn't even believe it. I'm like, no, I'm getting old for real.
Look, I said that for Jeremy, because I keep saying, you know, I'll be 35 next month, God willing, you know. But.
Well, that ain't true.
Huh? I'll be 35 next month. I'm excited.
I know. I heard you say I keep saying.
But, you know, I didn't want Jeremy to feel like he was getting old or nothing, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I'm only 43.
But Jamie, I want to tell you that, you know, I love you, you know, and I know that,
amen,
you know, the road has been long, you know, and you gave, you know, bits and pieces of your testimony, you know, but and when people hear, you know, they can understand that watching,
right,
you know, our brother pass right in front of your face, and
mm-hmm,
then, you know, your mom with the, you know, the drugs and stuff, you know, because I'm going to say, I know that they have it in every town, you know, but I'm going to say Riverhead is a small town, okay?
Right.
And it's accessible very easily. I'm just going,
right,
to say that, you know, and knowing that about you and people hearing your testimony, you're helping a lot of people, and that's why I asked
that's
you to
right
share. I would have never thought that you was going to mention, you know, our brother, you know, may he rest in peace. I didn't think you was going to mention that. Lord knows I didn't. But I didn't think that, you know, when you said it, it just brought chills, you know, to me. But it helped me understand you a little bit better, you know.
But you know, Sister Lavina, what I've get from that, that's a testimony to the strength within Jeremy to be able to say that right now. Because
yeah,
I know at some point in time early on, he wouldn't have been able to say nothing about that.
That's right.
I can attest
right
to that. I know I came home and found my mother dead. And I just didn't find her lying dead or anything like that. She was hanging dead. I didn't
mm-hmm
tell people about that stuff. I found her dead.
Right.
Because it was difficult to try to explain that to somebody. And you know what I understand is, this is what happened with me. I never went through any counseling or anything like that. They never talked to me about that. If God had not had his hands on me, I should have lost my mind.
Me too. Amen.
I overdosed on drugs several times, but I mean, I should have lost my mind. That's a traumatic thing to see. To see your brother dying or come home and find your mother dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But that's the testimony to the strength that is within us that we don't even know
amen
we have.
Amen.
That we don't even know we have.
Amen.
But God is, that's why I'm so adamant about this time of the year. I this here holiday nonsense and all that other garbage. We need to be looking at God and thinking about every single day, reflecting about, look at what has gone through in our life, what we've experienced in our life.
Amen.
And we should be grateful and thankful that God says, you know what? I need to come down here and straighten out this mess for my people, my children, and I'm going to lay down my life. First, I'm going to come here. I'm going to be born of a virgin.
That's right.
And be made flesh so
right
I can come down here, live, and then die.
Mm-hmm.
So that they might live.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'll be thanking the Lord. I don't wait for no Christmas. Christmas ain't got nothing to do with him other than it's a symbolic time of the year that says this is his birthday like it is for us. Every single day I give thanks to the Lord. Matter of fact, the psalmist says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And you know what? That everything is whether you saved or you are a sinner, it's saved or a sinner. It says let everything that has breath. And the scriptures also say that if we don't do it, the very rocks will cry out.
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
Ain't nobody going. I'm not going to have nobody speak for me, and I certainly ain't going to have no rocks crying out for me.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Not going to let it happen. And
amen.
I thank God for Brother Jeremy. That's a powerful admission, and that can only be a testimony to where God has brought him to this day.
Yeah.
Because it takes strength
right
to be able to say that, to let
yes
people
yes
know
yes
about
yes
that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the testimony of what God
amen
is doing in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
I've heard him say
right
since 2007, he's been in a relationship with the Lord, and it's evident in 2012 that he's still in, you know, him and God is kind of tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say
thank
something?
You.
Sure.
Father?
Yes, ma'am. What I was going to say is that that is really a hard thing to do because I remember when my mama had died in front of my face in the hospital bed and nobody was around me the day that she her eyes was open, but she was in a coma. And it was a 15-minute arrival before my dad and my brother had arrived. And just like being in the hospital all that time, just seeing her go through all that stuff, it just went through my mind, like, whoa, like, I didn't understand it at first because I was only 12. Romans 12, I didn't understand it, but because God had gave me the strength to tell it to other people, and now I can, it helps me to tell the testimony that my mama went through, and but not only that, but to see what I saw her go through and help her through it. It's just, I took her and I said, you know what, mama, I'm going to take you under my wing and I'm going to help you. And it was just, I mean, yeah, I understand. It's just like when you, it's hard to tell about that because it's just like, I don't want to talk about that. It makes me mad. It's gone, but it helps you if you talk about it. And it helps me. It helps me all the time when I talk about it. So if I have to talk about the wall, talk about it to the wall. It's just, that's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask any words of encouragement for Jeremy, and then we're going to go to another caller.
Amen.
Minister Weathersby, do you want to give words of encouragement?
Pardon, say that again.
Do you want to give words of encouragement to Jeremy? Oh, before you do that, I did pass your phone number along to Jeremy, just so you know.
Okay.
He'll definitely be calling, calling you to, speak to you. I try to help out, this is my family, and I know that, knowing the Lord and being connected with the Lord is very important. And,
amen.
Just for his testimony alone, I'm sure you can understand, why I asked the number.
Amen.
If you want to give words of encouragement.
Oh, absolutely. First off, we are our brother's keepers. Amen. We help one to another, and in the body of Christ, if one hurt, we all should hurt.
That's right.
Amen. And we rejoice when we all rejoice as well. I'm going to rejoice with you, my brother, because I anytime that God gets us to the point where we're able to tell a testimony that people might not think that we'd be able to get to that point. That's evidence to me that God is moving and working in your life, and you can be encouraged because what God does not mind when we're going through situations and things of that nature. We're going to have questions. We are going to have questions, and you didn't. And what you questioned about, I didn't. I don't perceive it, and I think I'm believing God did not see it that way as well. You didn't doubt God. You just had a question.
Right. Yeah.
Mind questions. Mm-hmm. He don't mind asking for clarification. He don't mind that at all. And especially when we're hurting, we're going through. But what he wants us to know is that he's a present help in our time of trouble. So that whenever time we find ourselves in a situation or a circumstance that seems to be so devastating, that's the time when he says that when you're weak, that's when I'm made strong. And you can always trust and rely upon me. But also what he wants us to know as well is that the reason why he gave us a family is that we can rely upon them. We can have the same type of conversation with God that we should have the same type of conversation with our family that we can have with God.
That's right.
Because there's a bond there that should not ever be broken. Mm-hmm. I don't care what comes up in the family situation. That bond should stay intact.
Yeah.
And so what I would say is, bro, you're on the right track. There ain't no doubt about it. And God has brought you from a long way, and that's all right. And don't matter about what you've been through and how you got to this point, because you know what I tell people? Because people like to try to guilt trip us and try to make us feel bad about what we did in the past. But I'm quick to tell folks this. I said, you know what? My past was all right, and I did what I did. And guess what? I'm not going to sit back here and say that if I could do it all over again, I would, because that's not what I need to be saying. What I say is that my past brought me to my present so God can launch me into my future.
Cool.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So he brought me from my past to my present to launch me into my future. Because when you go out and minister to people and you start talking to them about things that you've experienced, guess what? Somebody's going through that.
That's right.
And you're going to be able to touch them because you ain't talking theory. You ain't talking head knowledge. You're talking about what you know.
That's right.
And that's how you reach people. That's how people, when they know you're sincere, because they can feel the connection. So God got to work for you, my brother. I don't know. You better get ready, bro.
No,
I'm telling you, don't go running nowhere, because he got fishes laying around all over the place, bro.
You don't want to end up in no fish.
Yes. I want to say to Jeremy, you remind me so much of my brother, having grown up with seven brothers, and I was always the baby of the seven brothers, and always hanging around my brothers. And my oldest brother, he was the first one to pass away suddenly. He was killed in a tractor and trailer accident. And he was like, you know, no, it's all right. It's all right. He was the one that held the family together. And, you know, when looking at death now, we all got to go that way. It's just making sure that you're prepared to go. You know, knowing where you're going to wind up at the end. And, When my brother Vic, when he passed away, he was killed. This is my other brother back in 2008. Mm. My first brother, he was saved. He knew the Lord. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And my brother Vic, it was a question mark. And when I heard Minister Arthur say, you know, you had a question. You know, we questioned how he died, because when my dad came back from a road trip, and my brother was found dead in the garage. And he was not recognizable, because it was hot in Florida. So, and the dog was in the garage and had licked his face, I guess, trying to recover him. And rigor mortis had set in, so he had licked the flesh off my brother's face, and the maggots came in and ate the flesh off of his face. But what bothered us about his death was a depressed person, they don't really eat too much. You know, the police said that that he hung himself. Now we couldn't. That did not. It bothered us. So I got no rest about his death in the beginning, because I'm like, he knew the Lord. Why would he take his own life? There were so many question marks about his death, and I toiled with that. So I had to go to God. I had to go to him, because I have a relationship with him. I said, God, I need peace about this thing. I said, because, you know, my mom raised us in the right way. I said, now, God, we need some answers. We need clarity here. We need understanding. And when his body was released to the funeral home, and the director of the funeral home said to me, she said, you know, the police, the reporter saying that he hung himself, but there was nothing that was around his neck that would indicate a lynching. So, you know, it was foul play. And because, you know, when my brother, when he walked, they said that he had food on the table, and he had just cooked. Food was there, and the back door was open, and you know, and it just looked like somebody, you know, he was lured out of the house for some reason, and they made it look like he killed himself, but it wasn't the case. But God gave us peace about that death, and you know, and the kids, you got to go to him. And I say, you had a question, and you went to him. And I thank God, because he himself, Jesus, was acquainted with grief. And this one thing, you know, for sure, we're all going to go through many different losses in our life. It is a fact. And God said he would be right there with us no matter what.
Right.
And
that's
he
right.
is our strength. He, you know, and he gets it. And how we make it is together. We couldn't have did it without each other. And
the enemy
wants to come in and separate family. But
that's
let me
right.
tell you something. We can't make it without each other. He never
Amen.
Intended for us to be alone.
Amen.
He never meant for us to be separated. And
that's right. And
when God takes someone, you know, it's for his glory. You know, he said, because in all things, give me thanks. And let me tell you something. Do you realize, do you notice that when we lose a loved one, how we start coming together? You notice that? That's when mostly families really, really come together.
Right.
You really see family from all over when death. You see how we come together, we start loving one another?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said he takes the foolish things to confound the wise, you know.
That's right.
And,
right.
You know,
right.
And sometimes to bring us together, it's a sacrifice has to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at loved ones that God takes, you know, it's a sacrifice to bring us
That's
together
right. mm-hmm.
and really love one another and bring us back to the purpose and the original plan that God had instituted from the very beginning for us. Get
Amen.
Us back. Let me tell you, God is a jealous God, and he said, I'll have no other God before me. And he means for us to really, really, really follow him and really put him first in everything.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
In our family, he instituted it from the beginning. He means for us to be together. So whatever
Amen.
It takes in this hour to get us back, he's going to do it. Whatever
That's
it takes,
right.
you go, we're going to line up. We're going to get it together. We're going to do
right.
it God's way. Because it got to be his
yeah.
way or no other way. No
Amen.
Other way. Sometimes he'll snatch a loved one. Sometimes because his glory, you know, his glory must be revealed. His glory
Amen.
Must be revealed in our lives, and he will
Amen.
Get his glory out of our lives, no matter what.
We have a couple callers that we're gonna go to. Time is up,
Amen.
But I want to get all the callers on.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, Lavinia. It's Diamond Perry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to say hello to everyone else, too, and tell you guys, you know, all of you guys are blessed and all of you guys are strong. And I want to kind of comment on the loss of a family member. I also lost someone that was really close to me some years back, the father of my children. The father of my three children, and he was murdered in front of me and in front of my children. So they were babies at the time. And so he actually died in my arms. And after it happened, you know, I went through a lot of traumatic events. I went through a lot of things emotionally, mentally, and I really didn't have family support or anything. And I found myself, you know, not really questioning God, you know, but asking God why in the beginning, you know, why did he take him and leave me, you know, by myself? I felt by myself, you know, why did he have to take him and, you know, everything? But I did realize as the years went on, you know, and I developed a better relationship with God, I realized my purpose in life and what I was here for because I never knew before. I never knew, so, you know, I am on that mission and everything. You know, it was really, really hard. It's still hard. You know, he just had a birthday on the 18th, and it's been many years now, and it seems like it's so fresh, but, you know, I still cry, but I can smile, and, you know, I look at his tooth on time my burst and his tears, but, you know, it's also tears of joy, you know.
Amen.
I have his memory and everything, so.
Amen.
So, yeah.
I just wanted to say that, and I just wanted to say, you know, I think you guys are strong, and, you know, I just think you guys are strong and very blessed. It's not an easy thing to go through.
No, it's not.
Sis, you're strong.
It's not. You're
strong.
Strong,
sis. Mm-hmm. Amen. You're strong. Amen. And what
a
I would tell you, what I would tell you, well, no, you're strong. You're strong. And what I would tell anyone, that this is what I understand, that in death there's always life.
Always.
In death there's always life. Jesus Christ came and died so we could have life.
Yes.
Amen.
In death, God always brings forth life.
Amen.
That's a part of his
will.
When
I lost that person, I felt, you know, I didn't have a good relationship with my mother and, you know, suffered abuse as a child and as a, you know, a young female coming up. And I felt like that person was the only person that loved me. And, you know, I felt like the only person that loved me was taken from me, you know. But, you know, I found out God loved me too.
Amen.
God loved me.
That's life. That's
Amen.
Life.
That greater love.
That's life.
Yes,
that greater love.
Greater
yes,
love
it is.
No greater love.
Amen. No greater love.
Amen.
Amen.
Greater love is strong.
You're strong,
yes.
sis.
Yes, you are. And, Diamond, I want to thank you. You know, I definitely want to thank you for calling in and, you know, usually, you know, people call in, you know, they call in and they compliment us, but I'm going to say that, you know, I agree with Minister Arthur. You're very strong. You're very strong.
Thank you.
And sometimes
Thank
I think
you,
we don't know how strong we really are.
Yes,
that's right.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
That's so true.
Right. That's
and the word said, let the weak say, I am strong.
That's right.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
You are strong in the Lord. And the power of his might.
Yes.
Because we that seem like we strong, we bear the infirmities of those that are weak. But
that's
he said,
right.
Let the weak say, I'm strong, because we are our brother's keeper. And if you're praying you, honey, you praying you through and pulling you up, you strong.
You strong.
Amen.
Right.
You
are
strong.
Without him, I couldn't have, without him, I would have never made it. I would have never
strong
made
you
it.
Strong you are in your faith.
The first day that it happened, I thought, you know, I just thought it was the end of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And things just got better, you know, and my faith became stronger. I did.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
What we're going to do, we're going to bring on three callers at one time.
Amen.
Of course, time is of, you know, of the essence. So
Amen.
Bring, but I don't want us to miss any callers, so we're going to bring all three at one time, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
This is Kia.
Hey, Kia.
This is Lisa.
How are you?
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel, Kia.
And this is Lisa Dixon.
And Lisa.
Hi. How
Amen.
Are you? And I'm gonna say... Kia and Rachel, of course, you guys always call on Spiritual Sunday. So I thank you, and we're going to get to your testimony or say what you guys are thankful for this evening. But I want to welcome Lisa Dixon. Now, are we saying minister or just Lisa Dixon?
Well, I am a licensed minister, but, I mean, I'm not caught up in titles at all.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
And that's
right. And we're going to start with Kia, and then we'll go down the line. But I wanted to definitely welcome you to call in GQ Palace.
Thank you.
On Spiritual Sunday. Hey, Kia.
Hi. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss this. I just want to thank God for everything. You know, I thank God for grace. I thank God for His grace allowing me to survive bad choices. I thank God for just allowing me to see things for itself. I thank God for, you know, when you said restore the joy of your salvation, I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for patience.
Yeah.
I thank God for understanding.
Yeah.
And I thank God for mercy, because mercy always shakes me and wakes me up. So I'm grateful for this 2012. I look forward to going into 2013, but I'm just blessed. I thank God for my family. I thank God for just allowing me to see this day. I'm not promised tomorrow, but I'm thankful for this day.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And we definitely, you know, we're thanking God for you, Kia, because you are very, you know, faithful and committed to GQ Palace. And, you know, we thank you, you know, for all, you know, your hard work and your commitment, because you take time out of your busy schedule to join us. You know,
thank me. I do this because I love what I do. I don't never get my. I was always told you don't never look for someone to thank you for doing things. I do this because I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that want to do it because they do it. I don't need to be thanked because of what I'm doing. I love what I do. I'm gonna always say you never be thankful because somebody thanked you. I'm thankful because I want. If I didn't want to do it, I would call. I'm thankful. I don't need to be thankful.
Amen.
Because, of course, people can do other things, you know, but some people do take their time out to definitely call in.
Right.
And, you know,
never get too busy for God.
That's right. And I like to, you know, as me living up to the name, you know, I always like to definitely make sure that, we thank everybody. You know.
Amen.
Rachel, you there?
I am here.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi. I was listening to some of the testimonies, and wow, how they have touched me. I definitely give honor to God first and foremost for being a great part of my life. I commend you highly, Sister Medina, my cousin. I want to say thank you for helping me to be the strong person that I am. I've been watching you. I see you. And I want to say that I love you, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I've seen you grow. I've grown with you, and I want to say how I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Amen.
But what you and your brother Jeremy were going through at that time, I was astray from the family, so I had no clue what y'all were going through. And I commend y'all for being so strong and getting through this, you know, got through. And being able to tell y'all testimony today, I definitely look up to you too. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Amen.
And I want to share a bit
you too, Vivian.
I want to share a bit of my my experience with my father passing away. Not going to be long. First, I want to bring forth: pay attention to your health regularly. Go to the doctor. Get your checkups. Pay attention to anything that's different. Know thyself. Know yourself. My father was an alcoholic. He was also sick. He had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, but we weren't focusing on those things. He would never go to the hospital, would never go to the doctor, wouldn't get checkups. We were focused so much on him being an alcoholic and trying to keep him, you know, from drinking and driving or, you know, acting a fool. And when he did passed out on the kitchen floor, and my mother was the only one there, and we were thinking, okay, well, Dad has to get his stomach pumped. He's going to go to the emergency room. We got the call. Everyone meet up at the emergency room. Dad, you know, passed out and had to take the emergency to the ambulance. So we're thinking, okay, well, he's finally going to wake up, you know, stop drinking, get his stomach pumped because he hates hospitals. He does not like. Anyway, we got there. And I had asked the doctor, could we see him, you know, what's the problem? The doctor said, well, what was he brought in for? So I said to the doctor, you're the doctor. We're asking you. So the doctor said, well, he's no longer, you know, he's no longer with us. He didn't make it. So we're asking, why didn't he make it if he just had alcohol poisoning or drank too much? Come to find out, he had a major heart attack. He had been having the minor heart attack throughout the week, throughout the year even, but we did not take heed to them. We did not pay attention to these little things that he says, oh, if I could just burp, I got this air in my chest, if I could just burp it up. You know, so when he had that major heart attack and passed out, he never came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wake-up call to us all.
There
were four of us and my mother, and we all, you know, we were brought up in the church, so we knew the Lord, but we came even closer. We all moved back in together and, you know, helped mom get through it, helped each other to get through it, but it made us all aware that we have to get constant checkups and go to the doctor. My mom ended up having breast cancer. Thank God she's a survivor. Two of my sisters had to have hysterectomies because of complications, but, you know, with death, like they say, you know, with death, not everything bad comes out of it. Positivity can also come from it if you make yourself aware. So we all became aware. We all keep constant checkups, and, you know, so that's my testimony.
Thanks. Amen.
Amen.
And I just ask for prayer, as I always do. I'm going to ask for prayer. And let you all know that I am constantly praying for you all. And God bless. Looking, I love you.
Amen. We waiting for the other caller?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you.
And Rachel, I want to say, you know, that I love you. You know, because I love you, and we've been through so much. And you're right, you know, the certain things happened that did bring us closer. And I remember Uncle George. I just say, you know, with my funny nicknames, I remember Uncle George.
What's your nickname?
Houdini.
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 Amen.
Yeah, Houdini. Rachel.
Oh, no, not like Houdini.
Houdini. Right. Right. Right.
Oh, boy. I just got a bad visual.
We're going to end that. Sister Lisa, how are you? Stop it, y'all.
I'm fine. How are you?
Houdini. I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, they're about to get on me. Now, you Jordan in.
That's wrong for that. You know that, right?
Jesus.
She is so wrong for that.
Let me just say this. You know, I have been on many conference calls, prayer calls, and many leadership meetings. I mean, with anointing, with so-called anointed people. And it is so amazing to be around God's people. And the Bible says laughter makes the heart merry. I think it's so amazing to be around people, whether you're giving your testimony, you're giving words of encouragement, and you can truly laugh and have a good time in God. That's amazing to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory, sis.
I have to be on the phone with folks that have been through some things. My testimony is, you know, just like I heard the young lady say her father was an alcoholic. Well, my mother was on crack cocaine and an alcoholic. My father was on heroin and an alcoholic. Almost all my family was in gangs. We're all vice lords. I've been molested as a child, kidnapped, raped. I did 4.5 years in prison. I sold a whole lot of drugs, stabbed people, shot people. I was the chiefest of demons. And I'm trying not to. I mean, when I give my testimony, I'd be so hyped, and I'm bubbling over right now because anytime I get the opportunity to let people know what God has brought me from is just a powerful thing for me. And I've been in Georgia now 10 years, and I tell you, I was the chief of the demons. I made sin look good, and so now I'm on God's side. You know, I don't get down with religious folks. I don't like religious folks. I believe in having a relationship with God. And
all
I
right.
believe in letting everybody know that I serve a God that is faithful, a God that is a deliverer, a healer. I'm living witness. My mama should have buried me. But God, I'm living witness of God's grace and his mercy. I'm a living witness of God's love. You know, love is an action word, and God showed action when he saved a ranch like me, for real.
Amen.
But I like to go into schools and talk to the kids, especially those that think they're so hardcore, because, again, I've been there, done that. And I like to go into the schools and talk to them. You know, I try to live Jesus, then preach Jesus. I hate people. You know, when I was in the world, couldn't nobody come preaching Jesus to me because I was upset when I was in the world.
That's right.
I like to see real folk live it first, and then I might want to say.
Amen.
Like to go in and show people that I can, you know, chop it up with them, have conversations with them, and they don't hear me cussing or hear me gossiping about people, and they see something different about me, which makes it easier for me to minister God's love to them. And
right,
I like to go into, you know, I go into prisons when I'm able to, but schools is my passion, and women's conferences. I actually just recently spoke at an all-men's conference, and blew my mind that the men even listen to me. But God has blessed me. And I let me tell y'all something. I just finished high school. I graduated high school in 1987, but I've only gone to junior college. I don't have a degree, you know, a master's degree, a great writer. But God blessed me to write my testimony in a book called Free. And it amazed me when my father, my mother and my father both are saved now. I mean, are sober now. My father's saved, but my mother's in church. But anyway, and there's a difference. Y'all know that, right?
That's
there's a difference. Amen.
My father read my book, and he read it 3 times, and he cried, and he said that it broke his heart that he wasn't there to, you know, to protect me from the things I went through. And I had to tell him, don't weep for me, because I was only going through a testimony. I had angels walking side by side with me through everything I went through, and I got kidnapped by 3 guys and raped. But God kept me through it all. And literally, let me just say this to everybody that's on this line listening. I don't care what you've been through. You got to get to a place where that old man is truly another man. When somebody try to take you back down memory lane, you're not infected or affected by the old man, because it is truly, you are a new person. That is truly a different, nothing my old man does, I don't bring her nowhere with me. She can't shackle me down because I didn't do those things. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right.
So I like to tell people when they say that they blood washed, blood bought, that they're a different person, then nothing that the old man done should have you in bondage. Nothing that the old man done should allow you to be depressed. So don't go back and pick and choose what you take out of that locker. You know, sometimes we want to take out, them was the good old days. You got to leave all that stuff, let sleeping dogs lie.
Right.
You can't go back and pick up none of that stuff. And so
that's
I like
right.
to just tell people that God has made me over, so he has gave me new joy.
Ooh-wee.
I don't have to go back on the old joy because I got new joys. Y'all
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying?
All right.
And so that's me. That's my story. I am having a book release signing next month on the 19th. Whether y'all can come or not, I hope we can be in contact. This is my first, and this is not my last. Whether y'all don't come or not, I want you to know because I feel the anointing, this is not my last time calling in.
Amen.
And Lisa, and I thank you because, you know, we met, you know, on Facebook, and I said, you know, call in, you know. And when I read, when you wrote down what the title of your book was, it never dawned on me exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when you started talking, I was going to say, okay, well, you have a book that, you know, a book release coming out soon, a book signing, so tell us about your book. But your book is actually similar to your testimony. It's about your life, correct?
It is. But what's so awesome about it is people that have not even read the book. And, I mean, my mission is I want everybody to be free. I'm talking about God's people. And not
That's
just
right.
God, the people that have received Christ, but especially God's people, because there's
mm-hmm.
so many of God's people running around here in bondage in their mind.
Bound up. Amen.
I was incarcerated, but I was set free.
I know that's right.
Does that make sense? You know, I was
yeah,
physically bound. And when I was in prison, but I was set free in my mind. That's why I received Jesus that, and I had a relationship with him while I was in conflict. And he freed me while my
yes.
body was physically bound. And so I want the body to know that you can be out here in this free world and you bound. Like you can be
that's
married
right.
and be lonely, but you don't have to be.
That's right.
Right.
You are bound. You know, this is how I feel. The people who my mother's cousin molested me. He molested a lot of my cousins, but.
Mm.
I refuse to still be in bondage by what he done. He don't deserve for me
That's
to
right.
be in bondage no more. He don't deserve my peace. He don't deserve my joy. And there's so
Amen.
Many people, they running around here holding all these arts and unforgiveness against people. And these people that moved on with their life, and we say we blood washed. We say
That's
that
right.
God can do everything but fail, but we allow
mm-hmm.
ourselves to be in bondage in our mind. Not me.
I know that's right.
And that's why I want people to know that you can be free. You can be
Amen.
Free. And I don't want to be connected to nobody that ain't no anointing. I don't care how much word you got. I would rather a person have John 3:16, that's the only scripture they know, but they are filled with God's anointing, than know Genesis to Revelation, and there ain't no power.
Uh-oh.
Right.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, can you give your, do you have your book signing information so that you can give the information out? Or?
Well, yeah, you can either come to the book release party, that's January 19th, at 8024 Rock Bridge Road, that's Lithonia, Georgia, 30058. If you're familiar with the DMV on 124, our church is in that plaza. That's where I'm having it at.
Okay.
And also, I don't know if you are if you're familiar with Bishop Marvin Powell. He's going to connect with me, and he's going to do his CD release also the same day, the same place. Also, I have a website. I didn't write my book in my name because my family is still in the streets doing a lot of stuff that's in my book.
Right.
And I didn't want people to focus on what they're doing or who that is. I wanted them to get the message behind it, so I changed all the names. And
right.
my book is wrote in a pen name called Sonoya Moore. So the website is www.booksbysonoyamoore. That's SENOIAMOOR.com.
Repeat that again. Repeat that. You said www.book?
Books. B-O-O-K-S.
Okay.
Books. By Sonoya. SENOIAMOOR.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if there's anybody on the line that need a website, there's a free complete. Hear me. Y'all just heard me say I'm computer illiterate and I built my own website. It is called Wix.com. Wix.com.
Okay.
You can go on there, build your own free website. You know, woman of God, I don't know if y'all have one, if you need one, if y'all, you know, you can call me. You can upload videos on there. Anything.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, what I want to do is on our Friday show is where we interview Rich Money, who's the CEO and host. He interviews
right.
Anyone that's looking to promote themselves, and I'd like to connect with you. You know, I'll connect with you on Facebook, and I have your number, you have mine, and we're going to connect that way so I can get you an interview on his Friday show, and
right.
on that show, you'll get a full hour interview, and with the interview, we'll also put you in a Jesus Palace online magazine as well, and you can help promote you to say if there's someone in your area or if people can purchase the book, you know, after you have the book signing. We just look to promote and help you promote whatever it is you're looking to promote. And I'm
Amen.
Excited. I can't wait to read the book. You know, I'm waiting for Minister Weathersby's book so I can start reading that too. So, because, yes, Minister Weathersby.
It's in the mail.
He's an author as well as a minister as well.
Amen.
So he was on the show on Friday. And
yes.
We're just looking to help promote any and everybody. Minister Weathersby, before we, because I want to give the information about your book as well, but I want to bring
yes.
on one more caller first, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, everybody just hold the line. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, guys. My name is Monet.
Hi, Monet. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. Amen.
Doing pretty good.
I'm a little nervous.
Take your time.
A while, but
I'll get it out, pal.
I wanted to know whether the minister can say a prayer for me because for the past couple of days, I've been having this feeling like something was watching over me. Nothing bad happens. Actually, it's all good things that's been happening for the past week. And it'll feel like something is running past my eye or something is looking over me or watching over me, and then I'll look, and it's just me in the area. And this is new to me, so I want to know that basically I don't want to be scared of this. It is a spirit. You guys kind of understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to be, okay. You don't want to be afraid of the spirit, but
yes.
It's pretty much the spirit is trying to show you something. It's something good, but you're not
yes.
sure how to embrace it. Is that safe to say?
Yes, because when my grandmother had passed away and I was very close to her, I had a dream about her. And I woke up crying, upset. Everybody else was having these dreams, but I was upset because this was new to me. So after that, she never came back in my dreams, which I kind of figured that she felt like she scared me.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, I did keep talking to her. I did let her know that I understand it's okay. So for the past, you know, years or so, she has been coming back and forth in my dreams. And if this is more so a spirit, I don't want to be scared like I did last time. And then it, you know, it kind of like scared them away.
Since you said that everything's been good,
yes, like I found money on the floor. The other day I found $20 on the floor. I don't want like 4 scratch-offs. I done got some extra work at work, what I've been asking for. It's been good things.
You got a relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yes.
You ain't got a reason to be afraid then.
You should. Okay.
God just providing for you what the desires of your heart. And if he's allowing you to visualize things and see things, child, that's a blessing.
That's right.
If God is allowing you to visualize and see things, that's a blessing.
Okay.
He got, like that song said earlier, he got his hands on you.
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
And you just have to definitely just relax and receive the blessing, you know.
Yes.
Don't run from it, you know. Relax and receive it. You know, once you have that connection with God, anything that he has, any blessings that's coming for you, you want to be able to have an open mind, an open heart, and just accept it. You know,
okay.
You want to accept it. And if the little things are, you know, maybe that's his sign, you know, of changing things around, you know, for you, you know. And I believe sometimes God has a way of taking a bad and switching it around to making it the good. Once you get
Absolutely.
Rid of, you know, some things that, you know, might be a little negative, you know, and
yeah.
you kind of like, you know, die away from it, shy away from it a little bit. I think that, you know, he has a way of, I'm trying to remember the correct saying, when the prayers go up, the blessings come down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Praises
That's
go up,
point.
Blessings come down. And
right.
you know what else, too, Sister Lavina? This could be a time where God is trying to get you to incline your ear so you can hear the Spirit
mm-hmm.
is talking. The Spirit talks to us 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is get to a place with God where we can hear him. And as you get closer and closer in a relationship with God, his voice becomes purely audible to you.
Mm.
Because if you move out all distractions, you move out anything that's blocking. You know, in the book of Isaiah, it talked about the sixth chapter, about the year that King Uzziah died, and he also saw the Lord. That particular scripture also is relevant for us, because we have Uzziahs in our lives that keep us from seeing and hearing from God.
Amen.
And they have to be removed in order for us to be able to clearly see and hear. And God speaks to us continually. God will let you know what your purpose is, because he don't want you running around here saying, I don't know what my purpose is. That don't make no sense. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So why is he going to let you not go know what your purpose is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We sometimes have to sit down and just incline our ear and hear what the Spirit is saying to you.
That's right. Lisa, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. And real quick, Lavina?
Yes.
Can I ask the minister to say a prayer for me?
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. We definitely will. But before he does that, Lisa, you there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You wanted to give words of encouragement?
Yes, ma'am. What I actually saw when she was just talking is that she has the gift of sight. She's a seer. And and literally, God is literally showing her that he's present. But, sweetie, please don't take offense to what I'm about to say. But even though you have a relationship with him, or even though you're saved, your relationship ain't deep enough for you to see what he's trying to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into God, I'm telling you what I see is that you have the gift to see angels. Not everybody has that gift.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you a gift of sight, but you have to get into him. You have to be saturated with his anointing. I mean, even now that I'm talking to you, I feel his anointing. I got to get up now. But, baby, you got to get yourself so much in God that you have to saturate yourself with his spirit.
Yes.
You have to get connected to him in a way. Because, see, right now the enemy have you afraid of what God is trying to show you.
Don't
mess around and run from the gift that's trying to chase you down.
That's right.
You can't see what you know. A lot of times, you know, faith comes by hearing it, you know, by hearing the word of God. But a lot of times, you have to see in your heart before you see with your natural eye. But so you have to be able to begin to see what God got for you before you see it in the natural. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And
amen.
Getting his word, and you got to start eating that word up. Because even when the man of God just asked you about your relationship with God, let me tell you something. I don't care if I was in a room with a bunch of atheists. When they asked me about my relationship with God, oh, baby, they're going to not only hear it, but they're going to know it. And there was a shakiness in your spirit when you answered this question. You got to be rooted in him. I don't mean just going to church. I don't mean just saying a prayer. I mean you got to learn how to be an intercessor prayer. You have to go intercede even on behalf of your own self, even on behalf of the baby that's within you. But you got to get into God. I mean deeper in God, because of baby. You're calling. You got a big baby in you to give birth to, and it ain't going to happen unless you get into him.
That's true.
I usually say, you know, when someone says, you know, you have to make sure that you have, you know, a relationship with God. You want to eat, sleep, and drink God. That's
the
only relationship that you should be focused on, is just that one, because that's the most important one. You know, and with the things that's happening, you know, I just don't want you to not pay attention to it. You know, I want you to pay attention to it. You know, make that a priority, you know, in your life, to make sure you pay attention to that, because that's something that is important, and not just important to us, but it's to be important to you.
Amen.
Once you have that relationship with God.
Okay. Actually, it's like when we first start dating a man. I mean, let's just keep it real.
We
on the phone with that man. We can be tired. We can't wait. We know his ring. You have to get to a place where you know his voice. You have to get to a place, I mean, in the wee hours of night when he's waking you up. You have to get to a place where you're longing for him. The Bible says that those that thirst and hunger, he'll fill us up. But you have to get to a place where you're hungry.
That's right.
Yes.
Baby, hear what I'm telling you. Where you are hungry. You know, think back to when you first, your first love, when you first felt, your first argument or disagreement. You was longing. Oh, my, you know, you want to make it right. You know, that's how we got to get, you know, we displease God when we don't get into intimacy. It's into me, you see. We got to get into him.
Amen.
We got, you know.
We got
a little saying in our church called, now, no opportunity wasted. So every day you got to get a now in your spirit. No opportunity wasted. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to pray. And I mean, praying ain't always got to be kundarabo, shikarabo. No, sometimes you're just talking to God in your heart. God, I just thank you. God, you're so worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were bound in their mouth. They were bound in their hands. They were bound in their feet. So they couldn't speak in tongues. They couldn't dance. But they had a praise that was so real from their heart that God had to come see about them.
That's right.
So
Amen.
You got to get a realness in your heart. But I believe that in your mind that there's a hunger. But that thing got to get down to your heart, that you have such a drive for him that nothing, nobody, no situation, no circumstances, nothing is going to shake that.
Amen.
Yes.
And
Amen.
If I can
interject for 1 second, though, my dear sister, is that the spirit of fear is definitely, you have to definitely take a stand against that spirit, because that's right. When that spirit arises, it can abort the plan, the purpose.
Yes.
If you allow it to overtake you. I was met with that same spirit. I'm listening tonight. I'm really, really, if you notice, I'm really quiet because there is a lot going on in the room tonight. And we have to really, really discern, because God is truly moving in this place tonight. And I just truly thank God for what he is doing in our minister, Lisa, and how God is raising her up. But I just want to say to you, I dealt with that same spirit of fear, death, and when God was elevating me into another place in him, you know, I would begin to see different things because I'm a dreamer, and he would begin to deal with me in dreams and in vision. But a very, very dear friend close to me died suddenly, and she was a pastor friend of mine, and it was suddenly. And that familiar spirit that I was afraid of death had came back. I thought I had overcame it, but it came back because I didn't overcome it. But this time, I had to conquer this thing because it was trying to kill me. The spirit of fear, the enemy would come in and try to take you out. And fear is a major spirit, and it comes with so many different groupings. But,
absolutely.
You know, but the key is to identify that major spirit, fear, because God lets us know in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, in the seventh verse, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
Power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Sound mind.
And
Amen.
As the minister, at least to begin power, you know, God is trying to take you to another place. And my concern right now is that, you know, order. See, God is a God of order, and what we have to understand is, I don't know where you're planted at, but I know how I have to pray. And your leaders, I don't know where you are, but it's so key that we be in position in the right place in this hour, up under the right leadership, so
That's
that
right.
you are cultivated and that you can begin to grow in God. Because you know, I hear you, and my heart is burdened because I don't feel an appropriate covering, and that's right. That's bothering me. I don't know if you feel it, Minister Arthur, but and Sister Lavina,
Amen.
It bothers me in the body of Christ, and we so off time try to look. We look over that. We tend to look over that when the people are not getting
important.
Cultured in the right way, and truly not religious, but order. God is a God of order, and we must understand that. So,
Amen.
I don't know where you are, who you go, who's your leader. And to teach you and understand what's going on with you. But we're going to pray. Minister Arthur is definitely going to pray. We're going to come in agreement that this spirit has got to go. And we come against it tonight. But it is important that you are rooted in the right leadership so that you can continue to grow in the ways of God.
And one thing to add on what Pastor said about desiring and looking to enter a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord, the Psalm 42, and even Marvin Sapp said it in his song, Thirst. We got the thirst after God as the deer pants after the water. It will not quit until it finds water. That's how we got to be about looking for God.
Right.
Thirst after him. I mean, just...
a hunger and a thirst of desire.
Yes.
That's where you want to be.
Mm.
You know, because it's the place to be.
Would you just say, I grew up that way with the third. My grandmother always say, you equip yourself with that 66. That's the weapon. That 66.
Go ahead.
Can't nobody tell you nothing if you know that 66. You thirst for his knowledge. You thirst for his understanding. But you understand that 66. I grew up that way. Grounded that way. It was rooted that way, where you had to understand him. And the same way with the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7, he doesn't give you the spirit of fear.
That's right.
You have to be grounded in that 66 weapon, the 66, against
Amen.
Anything. 66.
That's why we study to show ourselves approved, not to get a degree.
Amen.
Or get a letter behind your name.
Amen.
Just rightly understand the word of God.
Yes.
And know what it means to you, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because God speaks to us personally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Minister Weathersby.
Yes.
If, right now, of course, time is of the essence.
Yes, it is.
We went past our 9 o'clock, so I just saying.
we went way past it.
We did. But I'm going to ask our spiritual leaders if you can come together, you know, and definitely send prayer for Monet. You know, she asked for it. You know, there's other callers that are looking for prayer as well. But it's something about my spirit with this one. So I'm going to mention, you know, that's why I mentioned her name. I don't know. I'm trying to pinpoint it, but I'll do some meditation on that later.
Yeah.
But if you guys can definitely just say it, definitely say, you know, a prayer for everyone. You know, I can put names out there. I just want to do a general prayer. It's up to you, however you want to do it.
Amen.
But I definitely say, you know, Jerry and Monet is definitely in need of prayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel asks.
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. You there still?
I'm still here.
Yes, it's prayer time, my sister. And
yes.
Our spiritual leaders are definitely going to give some prayer tonight.
Thank you.
I'm going to defer to my Ecclesiastes sisters and let them start off.
All right. Before you do that, I just want you to know that, you know, we love you. You know, we're here for you definitely around the holiday time and year round. You know, we're definitely here for you, and you're never alone. You know, you're never
Amen.
Alone. So if you guys can mention T as well, she's going through some things right now. And now I'm going to be quiet because I'm very long-winded tonight, so I'm going to be quiet now.
Sister Lavina, you're not long-winded. It's just we need more time. It's just where the people are, you know, where the people are, and we have a heart for the people that love.
Amen.
That's all it is.
Amen, sis.
It's just a heart for the people.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage each and every one of you before we go and pray. T, when I first came on, let me tell you something. I got to say this before we go. God don't have us connected to each one of y'all. Y'all don't come on here for nothing. It's purpose.
Amen.
We're able to identify with everything that you're going through because we went through it. Your test is your testimony. Everything
All
that
right.
you're going through, I thank God for everything he took me through. Every rape, every molestation, everything that has happened in my life. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Because how am I going to help somebody else? I realized I didn't go through what I went through for myself. It was for somebody else. And
That's
every
right.
gift that God has blessed each and every one of us on this line tonight, every gift that you have is not for you. It is for the body of Christ. It's for each one of us so that we are building up one another. Don't hold back what God has given you. It's for me. I need
That's
it.
Right.
It's going to help me grow thereby.
Amen.
So I thank God for T, for listening to you, for your patience. Yeah, you that patience, you can't talk about that thing. You got to go through some stuff in order to get that patience.
Amen.
For the trying of your faith, work and patience. So
Absolutely.
Go through that. But it's good. Oh, the joy.
Count it all joy.
All joy.
So what we'll do, real fast is Minister Weathersby.
Yes.
I know you probably don't want to do it, but if you want to give the information about your book so they can purchase your book as well, if you want to give that information, and then we're going to do everything quickly. If you can get that information,
I'm going to give it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
We'll go into prayer time, but I want to thank everyone for calling in. You know, I wish everyone a happy holiday, and I just want to say I'm thankful. I'm thankful that GQ Powers allowed me to, you know, have this show. Sunday. I look forward to it. I look forward to all the special guests that's coming on. And you guys know I love you. You know, I love you, and you're welcome anytime. Pastor Butler, I kind of compliment you earlier, you know, when you said the other day, you was like, silence is golden. So I don't even have to go into detail, but I mentioned that part earlier today.
You did.
I just want to, and quickly, I just want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank Minister Arthur, our special guest. I want to definitely thank Pastor Butler for always calling in, being very committed to GQ Palace.
Amen.
Lisa Dixon, who is a new caller, and just by her spirit alone, I know that she will continue to call in.
Amen.
And, for all of our family members of the GQ Palace family, we love you. Happy holidays to you. And to all of our callers and listeners, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate all your love and support. And if you guys want to do prayer time, we'll do prayer time after Minister Weathersby gives his information about his book.
Hey, man, well, just quick, fast, and hurry. My ministry is family and marriages, and I wrote a book on marriages called Unless God Builds the House, and that can be found under ZulonPress.com, on the Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can get it in ebook and paperback form, and I'll be getting a supply of books fairly soon, and folks can get it from me as well without going through the shipping process. And I thank God for that. And just on this Tuesday, I submitted my second book, which is one I'm really excited about, and that's on family, and that's called Check the DNA, Whatever Happened to We Are Family. And it was for a time such as this, and I can't wait for that to go through the process, because I know what God showed me and what he will do, and it's to God be the glory for everything, because I don't do anything on my own accord. It's all about him.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we want to, we have Lisa's information already. We have Minister Arthur. Okay, so we can have prayer time, and then after prayer time, we'll just go into closing because I don't want us to get cut off from Blog Talk.
Amen, ladies. Yeah, go ahead, sisters.
Yeah, I want Sister Lisa, Minister Lisa, to take the lead on this tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Sister Lisa, they're putting you on the spot tonight.
All right, the Bible says, be ye ready.
All
I knew
right,
she was
all right,
ready.
Amen.
And y'all can't be number ready with all this anointing. Shoot.
Go ahead, sis.
I don't remember nobody's name, but I'm gonna be general. So one of y'all
yes.
names. But
yes.
God knows. So, Father
yes.
God, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise you for divine connection. I thank and praise you, oh God, for your will being done. God, I praise you right now in the name of Jesus to everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, that they shall feel your spirit. They shall be filled with your anointing, that deliverances shall take place. God, we magnify you for the blessings that are still yet in 2012 for us. We thank you. We praise you, oh God, for everything being yes and amen. So be it unto us. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to rain down your Shekinah glory in the midst of this prayer line, in the midst of this connection, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for everybody that calls in, that they call in with a spirit of expectancy, oh God, and we pray right now that you bless the woman of God for this vision, oh God. We pray that you enlarge her territory, oh God, that you would bless her with more witty inventions, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would send your angels of protection around her that shall protect her, God, from every attack of the enemy for being kingdom-minded. Oh, God, we pray for the sister, oh God, that's bound by fear. We curse you at the roots, and we plead the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
Now, we command you to loose her, oh God. We command the woman
of
God, the woman
Jesus
of destiny, to rise up and take your rightful
God.
Place. We command that was in you, oh God, the word that says,
Hallelujah.
I will never return void. We command that word in her belly to loose
in the name of Jesus, God.
Christ. We command
command her eyes to be open. We command her hunger and her thirst, oh God, to rise up in her, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say, oh God, that we magnify you for women of travail, oh God, because we know who you call us to be. God, for iron sharpens iron, and oh God, we thank you that even now that you are elevating us, even now you are delivering us, even now you are strengthening us, even now you are preparing us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. And God, I pray right now that as the intercessors that come up behind me, oh God, that you give them what to pray for, how to pray, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that everyone that's on this line that is in need of prayer, oh, that they go into the spirit realm and they grab a hope to the answer, yes. They grab a hope to their destiny. They grab a hope, oh God, to your anointing power, because you said in your word that the anointing destroys the yoke. And we command every yoke to be destroyed on this drive right now.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Damage to be destroyed right now. And, oh God, we pray for the woman that has had death in her family, God. We pray that peace will overtake her, oh God, and allow her to know that it's well for her to weep, because you said in your word that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. A time to weep, a time to mourn, oh God, but bring people into her life that will comfort her.
Grounding her in your word.
Jesus Christ.
Thank
you, Father. That will give her peace while she's going through her transformation, oh God, while she's going through her valley time, oh God. And, oh God, we just cover all these prayers right now in the name of Jesus. We cover them with your blood, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
we magnify you in advance, hallelujah.
All the rage.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
Establish us, God, in every good and word and work, God, in our hearts now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
for standing fast in the liberty wherewith we have been set free. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You to the only wise God, the everlasting God, the premier peace now. Let it flow in your hearts of your people
yes,
now.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right hand right now. I thank you, Father, for peace. And Father, I declare by faith right now that no weapon formed against this ministry.
Yes, God.
No weapon formed shall be able to prosper against the people right now. And we bind and rebuke every spirit of retaliation. Every
in the name
spirit,
of Jesus Christ,
we bind
God.
And rebuke every false tongue that rises up against
hallelujah.
It. Cause it now to be ceased. In the name of Jesus, Father,
yes,
we
God.
Thank you right now for covering us with your blood, keeping us
thank
by
you,
your
Jesus.
Power. In the name of Jesus, because you said in all things, God, that we must apply wisdom, God. And we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, God, for wisdom
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
Where is the principal thing, God? We thank you, and we cover
thank
us
you,
under your blood right now, even the babes right now that are growing to be closer to you, God, that you're sealing them with your blood now.
Yes,
God, and even in their minds, transforming their thoughts right now, God. We thank you, because God, hallelujah, you said whose mind is stayed on you. Then we're keeping perfect peace. We thank you for the spirit of peace being released now.
Thank you,
Jesus.
To
the hearts of your people in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank
Amen. Lord
thank
God,
you,
God of our Father,
we just come
right now just to say amen to what already has been said, God.
Thank you.
We come in thanking the women of God that have come forth and prayed on behalf of your people,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Yes,
and we're
God.
Believing by faith that
by
whatever
faith.
That has been asked upon on this night, Father
thank
God, that you will provide according
you
to your riches and glory that exists in Christ Jesus. And we receive, Father God, the victory. That's already been guaranteed, Father
in
God.
Jesus
and there's nothing else more that we can do but say
in
thank
Jesus
you.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah.
For your mercy. Thank you for your
thank
grace, God.
You,
thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your protection.
Come
thank you for watching
now.
Over us, and thank you
right
for keeping
now,
us. Father God, we count everything done on this evening done by faith.
God.
And we receive
yes,
it, Father
amen.
God, for all
thank
the
you.
Things that have been done on this
thank
evening.
You,
and we just lift you up, we magnify you, we glorify you.
Thank
this
you.
Is our humble prayer
thank
that we submit
that
to you
much.
At this time. And I
thank
submit
you,
this prayer
God.
To you with thanksgiving in my heart.
Thanks,
in the precious
God.
Name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus
yes,
Christ, I pray.
God.
And let us all say amen.
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 And
amen.
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 And I thank you all for calling in. And like I said, have a blessed and safe week, a happy holiday. And
amen.
We look forward to speaking to all of you next week, 7 p.m. And Minister Arthur, we do thank you for being our special guest and always being so committed. Pastor Butler as well. Kia, Rachel, Lisa Dixon, Jeremy Monet,
and everyone else. I believe Martha as well. Just thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you, too. It's always a joy. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God even spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Life and mercy.